Enid Goldstein is straight ahead. It's 12 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lester Holt. The death toll nearing 200, with another 1,200 hurt in a series of attacks on Spain's rail system. The Spanish government blames Basque guerrillas, but NBC's Andrea Mitchell says U.S. experts think Osama bin Laden's terrorist group may be involved.
Senior intelligence officials here in Washington and across the river in Langley are looking at every sign that this could, in fact, be an al-Qaeda attack on Madrid.
President Bush says he stands with the Spanish government in the war on terrorism. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Alan Greenspan predicts the U.S. economy will be creating jobs soon. Speaking on Capitol Hill, he warned against setting up protective trade barriers. He says they'll hurt more than they'll help. Some say pro hockey player Todd Bertuzzi's career may be over now that he's been suspended for hitting Steve Moore from behind and breaking his neck. There could be criminal charges. Bertuzzi's team, the Canucks, has been fined $250,000. More is expected to recover. Lester Holt, NBC News Radio.
Tomorrow on USA Network, from executive producers Bruce Willis, Arnold Rifkin, and the Hughes Brothers, a new original series, Touching Evil. For Detective David Cregan, being dead was easy. Coming back was the tough part.
I was clinically insane for a while there, but I'm all right now.
Now he'll do things no detective in his right mind would ever dare.
I'm going to get inside your head, and I'm going to stay there until you tell me where those boys are.
Touching Evil premieres tomorrow at 9, 8 Central on USA Network.
Hi, this is Larry King, and I'm here with some news your heart's gonna love. We all know a few things that taste good aren't exactly good for your heart, but Welch's 100% grape juice, made from Welch's own Concord grapes, not only tastes great, but it's fat-free, cholesterol-free, and certified by the American Heart Association. What's more, Welch's purple grape juice is loaded with natural antioxidant power, and growing evidence suggests that diets rich in antioxidants may reduce the risk of heart disease. So, drink up. Your heart and your taste buds will thank you.
Good afternoon. Sunny, 51 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by BMW. Vancouver Canucks forward Todd Bertuzzi was suspended for the rest of the season, including the playoffs, and was fined over $501,000 by the NHL today. The league also fined the Canucks $250,000. The punishment comes after Bertuzzi hit Colorado Avs center Steve Moore from behind during a game Monday night in Vancouver. NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman says the punishment to Bertuzzi is fair.
And I believe that our people have worked hard to send out what they believe is an appropriate response that's a stern, harsh, and a quick in terms of justice, having followed all of the processes that are fair and appropriate.
Richard Cook of Denver, who thinks Bertuzzi got off lightly, was asked what suspension length he thinks is appropriate.
Fair, that's difficult to assess. Lifetime, maybe. I mean, it shouldn't be permitted at all. There shouldn't be any variables, I don't think, in something like that.
Bertuzzi punched Moore in the head, jumped on his back, driving the full weight of both men onto Moore's face and dragging it along the ice. Moore's still in the hospital with a broken neck, a concussion, and deep cuts on his face. The great Colorado payback has returned. State Treasurer Mike Kaufman says this year's is bigger than ever.
This is the largest list that we've ever had in the history of this state, in the history of this program, with the most names on it.
The record list is just under 40,000 names. These are folks who own unclaimed stuff, valued at a combined $35 million and change. The payback is the state's unclaimed property program. It holds lost and forgotten property turned over to the state by financial institutions, insurance companies, and other businesses. Some of the items without a home include jewelry, a silver brick, and a 1921 patent for hat pins. If you think any of these things might be yours, call 303-894-2443. Be prepared to answer some questions. On an unrelated matter, Kaufman mentions as a candidate for Ben Nighthorse Campbell's vacated U.S. Senate seat, told reporters he's undecided about his political future. President Bush defended his stand against gay marriage and repeated his support for a constitutional amendment to ban such marriages. Bush spoke to the National Association of Evangelicals Convention in Colorado via satellite from the White House today. In sports, the Colorado Avalanche and Denver Nuggets both have the night off before they continue their respective road trips tomorrow. Tomorrow night, the Avs will be in Phoenix while the Nuggets will head to Milwaukee. Colorado Rockies continue their preseason today with a game against the Chicago Cubs. Yesterday, the Rocks lost 1-1. Yesterday afternoon, they lost 8-5 to the Milwaukee Brewers. Then last evening, they beat the Chicago White Sox 6-5. Cut through snow and ice easier than ever. Visit your local BMW dealer and ask about their all-wheel drive 3 Series sedans and wagons, X5 and the new BMW X3. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 12:05.
This is AM 1150 KNRC.
Do not change the channel.
Not your grandfather's talk radio station. We are yours.
We are yours.
The new generation of Denver talk radio can be found here. AM 1150.
AM 1150.
Lock it in.
Does your accounting firm really know you, your business, and your goals? At Earhart Keefe, Steiner & Huttman, we spend time with you to learn about your business and your goals. As Denver's largest locally owned accounting firm, EKS&H has been serving companies for over 25 years. The roots of the success of EKS&H are built on a corporate culture where service is our priority. If you're looking for an accounting firm that is progressive and will really spend time with you, there's only one name that should come to mind, EKS&H. At Earhart, Keefe, Steiner, and Hotman, we'll support you with integrity to help your business flourish. Call us at 303-740-9400. That's 303-740-9400. Or visit us on the web at eksh.com. EKS&H, Certified Public Accountants and Advisors. Trust that is earned.
KNRC News Time is 12:06. Here's Darren Copeland in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report is brought to you by the Rocky Mountain News, and we got an accident reported, Spear and Auraria, as well as Alameda and Clay. Trying to clean up a rollover, Santa Fe at I-25, maybe another spot, westbound I-70 at I-25 just coming over. Watch for an accident there. Today's daily deal is from for a 330 10 ounce fountain drink, rather. Participating Conoco locations. Look for it on page 2 of today's Rocky Mountain News. Start your day with the daily deal. I'm Darren Copeland with your traffic. Enid Goldstein's next on AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Stephanie DeLuca with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. A nice couple of days in store thanks to surface high pressure hanging around our area. Today's high 53, lots of sunshine. Tonight, clear down to 29. Tomorrow, sunshine comes back for more, much warmer, 67 for our high tomorrow. But for Saturday, things change as our next system moves in. Partly cloudy to start, but then turning mostly cloudy with scattered afternoon rain showers and a high of 50. For the Weather Channel, I'm Stephanie DeLuca on AM 1150 KNRC.
51 degrees under sunny skies. KNRC News Time is 12:07. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 12:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
12:07, excuse me, 7 minutes after 12 o'clock. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 3 o'clock. The Ellen Goodman interview from yesterday, we're going to put that up on the website, so that'll be up in a day or two. Tomorrow, the show will be live from the Denver Press Club. And I thought we would start out today with something that I've been talking about and thinking about ever since I first read his column, and he came on board the Rocky Mountain News. His name is Michael Tracy, and he alternates. He's on, in the newspaper every other week, it looks like. He is a media critic. He is, his bio, let me read you from his bio, Michael. Tracy is an internationally recognized researcher and scholar, came to see you in 1988 from England, where he was head of broadcast research unit in London. He served as special advisor to the BBC's community programs unit, consultant to a variety of organizations, an honorary visiting research fellow at the University of Bradford. In addition to teaching, he heads the school of the CU's Center for Mass Media Research. He earned a bachelor degree with honors and a PhD at the University of Leicester, where he also served as a research fellow and taught at the graduate level. I give you some background on Michael Tracy because he has been controversial. I happen to like what he has to say. Michael Tracy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hello.
Hello. The reason that I think what you're doing is so interesting is that you've said something that nobody seems to have had the courage to say in Denver, and that is you did a column around the time that Governor Owens and his wife separated, and you said, a man who has made his political career on family values, a fair question to ask him when he separates from his wife of 28 years is, was adultery involved? So far, I am not aware that any reporter has publicly asked the governor that question. What's your view?
Well, I mean, I think you're correct. I don't think anyone has. And I think it's a very simple question. I mean, I'm not suggesting that there should be a frenzy. I think someone should simply pose the question once, and the governor can answer accordingly. But I find it rather strange that no one has asked it, particularly given the fact the Governor Owens is increasingly prominent in a party that aligns itself with family values, that is seeking to amend the Constitution to ban gay marriage to protect the sanctity of heterosexual marriage. So I just find it very strange.
Do you think it's about reporters hesitating to ask it because it's awfully clubby in Denver, they don't want to be frozen out, they need to have access? Is it that they fear powerful advertiser pressure? You have any theories about it?
You know, I mean, I'm relatively new to the Denver club, it's a very good question, which I'm not sure about the answer. I think one perhaps needs a little more distance. I think we live in at a time when the media are somewhat cowed, in the sense that there's a slight sense of fear. And I find that curious. Maybe it's the post-9/11 phenomenon, the war on terror and so on. I don't quite understand it. So I think one needs a little more historical distance. So I don't know the answer to your question, but I do think posing the question to Governor Owens is a valid thing to do. And I don't say that lightly. I think there are many people for whom questions about their private life are not proper. I don't think that's the case in this situation. As I say, I'm not suggesting for one minute this should be a media frenzy, that it should be hysterical. It's a very simple question to pose.
If you were a reporter at a press conference, how would you phrase it? What would you ask the governor? Because here's what I thought was curious. When the separation was announced, when anybody's separation is announced, the first question people ask is, was anyone else involved?
Absolutely.
And particularly, that's a question that swirls around the heads of politicians. And there are many rumors that have dogged Owens throughout the years that have not been made public, but everybody gossips about them, and even more so now. So given all of that, and that the announcement when he and his wife separated never said that nobody else was involved, which I found curious, because it would have headed off a lot of rumors.
It would. I think Governor Owens has to be given an opportunity, in fairness to him and his family, to set the record straight. If Governor Owens says that there is no infidelity involved in the breakup of his marriage, far as I'm concerned, that's the end of the story. If he were lying, it would come out, of course.
It's like Martha Stewart, though. It's never the crime, it's the cover-up. How would you, if you were the reporter, how would you phrase the question?
Oh, I think that's very simple. I think I'd say, Governor, you know, as well as everyone in this room, if it were a press conference, that there are rumors all over the Denver political establishment and media establishment that you were unfaithful to your wife. Can you please put the record straight now? Can you please answer the question, are those rumors true? If he says they are not true, end of story. End of story.
But wait a minute, you're assuming that it was only he. I mean, the rumors have to do with his marital infidelities. But, you know, sometimes women can surprise you.
In terms of, was infidelity the basis for the breakup of your marriage? And leave it neutral in that sense.
Yeah, I think that's a better way of putting it. But what if he pulls a Gary Hart? Which is, you know, hey, follow me around. I haven't done anything.
If he pulls a Gary Hart, his career's over, I think. I don't know. You know, I think he just needs to set the record straight, because I've had phone calls from people picking up on the comments. In fact, ironically, it was the very first column I wrote for The Rocky, I believe, and it was the week when the break of his marriage was announced. And that is always sad for anyone, even people one disagrees with politically. But the rumors are there. One gets phone calls. It's been there. It's out there. He needs to answer the question.
Well, Michael, you yourself have become a target at The Rocky, because I think a lot of reporters, I think there's a culture here. There's always a culture in any in any profession, in any milieu, there's always a culture. And if somebody comes in, however brilliant they might be, or however right they might be in their arguments, the culture resents the pointed finger. And I think that a lot of reporters were probably not so happy with what you had to say in your opening column. Have you gotten feedback to this effect?
there are a few people in life who I want to love me, and the rest of the world I'm not that concerned about. I'm sure. I mean, my pass my brief from John Temple and Vincent Carroll at the News, who are wonderfully supportive, by the way. I think they may think I'm crazy at times, but they support me, was to raise some issues. And that's what I do. That's what I've done throughout my life. I mean, I don't know if you know, but I made two documentaries about the Ramsey case, which were very controversial and people hated them. I mean, if in my own mind I think that what I'm trying to say is honest and has a level of integrity, even other people think I'm wrong, and I appreciate that some people do. If I'm comfortable with my own position, I have a duty to raise the questions. That's what communication within a democracy is about. And one of the things that worries me about this society as a so-called democracy is the inability of people to engage in civil discourse, in civil argument, with a level of civility. That I noticed, for example, one of the reactions to my column from people, you know, I get rude letters and I get there are letters to the editor and so on. And one of the things they say is they don't just say, I think Tracy's wrong, and I'm not infallible, I accept that. They don't just say Tracy's wrong, they say sack him. And it's like, if you are a dissenting voice, if you say things that don't jive with how other people feel, they kind of resent it to the level of wanting to oppress it. That is not my sense of what this republic is supposed
to be about. I think that tells you that there is a great deal of fear, and nobody can hear the dissenting voice without getting scared that it will have more impact than they want it to have. So I think there's a lot of fear in wanting you to be sacked. I want to ask you another question. Something happened in the governor's press conference when he did announce that he was not going to seek the Senate seat that's being vacated by Ben Nighthorse Campbell.
Right.
They schedule a live press conference for about 1 o'clock, and we wanted to take it live.
Uh-huh.
And we were under the impression, now unless my facts are incorrect, but the information that I have is that it was going to be streaming live on Channel 4's website. Channel 4 is our television partner.
Right.
And my information is what we were told. Again, I hope I'm correct in this. What we were told is that Channel 4 got a call from the governor's office. The governor's office did not want the press conference carried live. Now, this is a first for me. If you're going to have a live press conference, why don't you want someone to carry it live unless you want to control everything, control the, you know, they know that the TV outlets will use only the sound bites later, you know, for rebroadcast later in the 4, 5, 6, and 10 o'clock news.
Mm-hmm.
They know that newspapers are not going to publish in total the complete press conference, but radio could hear the whole thing live, and they make a call to a media outlet, and the media outlet jumps and shuts it down. What do you think about that? Do you think that a media outlet, if that's what happened, is that responsible of media outlets to do? Don't they call the shots? What are they afraid of, being shut out?
I think if that was the case, and I don't know it's the case, but if it were, I think that is slightly troubling, yeah. I mean, what you have there is an attempt to manipulate a news agenda, and if that was what happened, then I think it's unfortunate. Why
would the media outlet cave?
Why would
the media outlet cave? Is it that they don't want to be denied access? They don't want to be frozen out?
Well, possibly. I mean, politicians, particularly of the senior politicians are now at a national level like Owens, are powerful people. But, you know, I'm a great believer in the role that one of the roles of the media is to take to task politicians. And the more senior the politician, the more they should take him or her to task. This is supposed to be democracy. The media are supposed to be a watchdog, and increasingly they're a kind of lapdog. And I find that very troubling. And the way in which they were manipulated, not just in the context of this, but the general ability of government at the national and local level to manipulate news agendas is really very troubling. We have an instance of that of historic proportions in the lead-up to the war.
Absolutely. Press Corps acted like stenographers.
The media allowed themselves to be megaphones for the Bush administration. Where was the questioning? Where was the investigation? Where was the unearthing of intelligence about whether there was a plausibility to the case that was being made by Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld? It wasn't there. And we went to war and people have died. And there are no sign of weapons, no sign of connection between Al-Qaeda and Hussein, and yet it became a God-given truth that those things existed. It wasn't true. And the media just rolled over and allowed themselves to be played like a poodle.
And acted like stenographers.
Absolutely. Stenographers to power, to use the phrase.
And the obscenity that we are focused on is Janet Jackson's nipple, which actually wasn't seen. Instead of the obscenity of people dying in a war that was sold on false pretext.
There is a bizarre distortion of values in this society at the moment, but because of the way the media has evolved. I mean, they're driven by market forces. And as you say, you know, the issue of someone's nipple, which even in 1:30,
which actually wasn't seen. All you
exactly the end of civilization.
Well, what you saw was the nipple jewelry.
The nipple jewelry. Yeah. Well, I didn't see it actually.
Well, no one could unless they
averted my gaze.
No one could unless they T-voted and played it back in slow mo.
It was the most T-vote event in television history, apparently. One of my students tells me.
It's true. My guest is Michael Tracy. He's a media critic for the Rocky Mountain News, and also. Is calling you a professor, journalism professor at Boulder, the right way of saying it? See you?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have someone who wants to talk to you, so let's go to the phones and to Henry, who's calling from Denver. Henry, you're live with Michael Tracy and with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hello, Enid. Hello, Michael.
Hello.
Hi, Henry.
Hi. I actually am a recent, I became a psychologist just a few years ago, and I've been listening to you, Enid, regarding the governor, and I felt it was my medical obligation to mainly give you a call, and it just seems like you're so angry and lashing out at him. It seems to really want to point it back, and it almost seems like it's almost like an internal frustration within yourself.
You're going to analyze me here on my own show?
I'm trying to.
Henry, you just got your license, so tell me what your question is.
Well, I'm just wondering why you always have to direct so much angst against that.
Because what we have here, we have Owens is an example, and I think Michael Tracy clearly delineated it. You have the press that's not acting like the press acting like a pack of stenographers. And it's very evident here in Denver, and it was definitely evident in the run-up to the war. So I think we can leave it at that. Do you have a question for Michael Tracy?
I do not.
Okay, I thank you for the call, Henry. Wow, I was going to be analyzed for free.
Well, there
Michael,
you go.
Michael, I should have. $50. Try $150.
$150.
What thoughts do you want to leave us with? What can we do as citizens? How can we demand that the press step up to the plate?
I think we need to go back to a level of skepticism. And I don't mean cynicism. I mean skepticism. And I think we have to hold politicians to account, and the media in particular are in historically in this society. That is why we have the First Amendment. And we have the First Amendment to keep government in check on behalf of the people. And if they do become stenographers, if they do become lapdogs, they're clearly not fulfilling that function. And that is a
But how do we demand that they fulfill the function? What's a good way? What would you suggest?
It's hard. I just think we have to demand it. I think we have to, in whatever sort of osmotic manner, we need to ensure that we're not going to take as news that which isn't news. And I think the problems of the war coverage and the acceptance of what now appears to be nonsense on behalf of the administration, I think that's been a wake-up call for a lot of people. Maybe not everyone, but for a lot of people. And so we need to get back to being somewhat skeptical about what our leaders are
saying. And I think in addition to being skeptical, let me just add this. Michael Tracy, media critic for the Rocky Mountain News, I would add that we need to be vigilant.
We need to be vigilant.
We need to read the newspaper once in a while.
I think we need to get back to a kind of intelligent, skeptical journalism. And I think one of the problems of market forces and the way in which they've affected newspapers, the way in which they've affected television, local and national television news programs, has been to sort of, as it were, drain away some of the intelligence and drain away some of the commitment to journalism and to amplify and emphasize the commitment to entertainment. And that is not healthy for a democracy. It simply is not healthy.
I agree with you. You have a column in this Saturday's Rocky?
Not this Saturday, Saturday after.
You want to give us a heads up, or have you not decided?
I'm thinking about doing this story.
Oh.
Between times.
All right. Well, if you want to shoot us an advance copy when you've got it, we'll be happy to share it with our audience. Michael Tracy, thank you so much for joining us today. Media critic, Rocky Mountain News, also journalism professor, CU Boulder. Thanks, Michael.
Thanks.
Appreciate your good work.
Bye-bye.
I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC. Oh, we have a lot going today. Lots of things to talk about, and I can't wait to get to it.
Flush Rush.
Anyone else has to go, do it now. I ain't stopping again.
Middays, the Rush Alternative. Enid Goldstein, noon till 3 on AM 1150 KNRC.
McDonald Automotive Group has nearly 4 million in pre-owned imports starting from $39.95. Your pre-owned import store, McDonald Auto, is located on Broadway, one block south of Orchard in Littleton.
For centuries, man has sought to beautify his homeland and protect it from unwelcome invaders. It took the Chinese over 1,600 years to construct the Great Wall, which established property boundaries, embellished the landscape, and protected its residents. But within a few weeks, Elkar Fence can expertly install one of over 50 styles of fence. For over 55 years, Colorado residents have turned to Elkar Fence to enhance the privacy and beauty of their property. We can also design a custom fence to fit your specific needs. Now is the perfect time to secure your home for spring and summer. Top-notch products, dependable service, and competitive prices have made Elkar the largest builder of quality fences in the Rocky Mountain region. Elkar is also one of the largest commercial fence builders in the area. Call Elkar today at 755-5211 for a free quote on your own attractive great wall. That's Elkar Fence, 755-5211.
AM 1150 KNRC and the Denver Business Journal present Insights, fascinating people making an impact on our world. Tune in to KNRC weekdays at 7:20 a.m. to hear interviews with leaders like Charles Schwab, Michael Dell of Dell Computers, Gloria Steinem, and Archbishop Desmond Tutu. These extraordinary individuals will share what made the difference in their careers and help them to establish their roles as leaders. Insights is brought to you by EKS&H Accounting and Business Advisory Firm and First National Bank of Colorado.
I'm Sue Herrera, CNBC Business Radio. Stocks are fractionally higher at this hour, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 1.75 points. The NASDAQ is up 12.5. The auto sector was the driving engine of a good retail sales report for February. Sales were their strongest in 3 months. The number of workers filing first-time claims for jobless benefits fell to a six-week low last week. That decline signals increasing stability and improvement in the labor market. General Electric, the parent company of CNBC, is standing by its first quarter earnings forecast. That's after a rebound in global orders for appliances, plastics, and security products. The House overwhelmingly passed legislation today substantially increasing the maximum fine for indecency on the airwaves. Radio and TV broadcasters would pay up to $500,000 if a similar bill passes the Senate and becomes law. And MetLife has agreed to sell the tallest building in the United States, the Chicago Sears Tower. Sue Herrera, CNBC Business Radio.
My name is Kathy, and I met my husband Michael at eHarmony.com.
My name is Gina, and I met my husband Tom through eHarmony.com.
My name's Jennifer, and I met my husband Jack on eHarmony.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. These are just a few of the hundreds of eHarmony marriages. Dating services give you a picture in a paragraph. We go a lot deeper. We start with a personality profile that features 29 dimensions of compatibility, crucial to a long-term relationship. And if you go to eHarmony.com right now, we'll give you this $40 profile free. And then we'll find you a soulmate based on compatibility in the most important areas of life. Visit eHarmony.com today. Get your free personality profile.
My name is Becky, and I met my husband, Tom, on eHarmony.com.
A lot of happy guys out there tonight, thanks to eHarmony.com.
He's standing up for you.
Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Lynn Ferguson Live, Sunday nights at 6, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC. And now the Enid Goldstein Show continues on AM 1150 KNRC.
12:27 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live, and I want to remind you tomorrow we are live from the Denver Press Club. It's the Irish edition. It's the St. Patrick's Day edition. We're going to have a bagpiper. We're going to have city editor Dennis Gallagher and the James Joyce Society. We're going to have Dave Magoya, who plays in an Irish band, and his musician friends. And we're going to have an Irish photographer. We're going to have a whole lot more. And Justin Kratzer is going to be out in the KNRC mobile, this reconstituted old Army ambulance, which is hilarious. If you've not seen this thing is hilarious. And he's going to be giving out all kinds of freebies at the Denver Press Club tomorrow. He'll be parked in front of it. So the Denver Press Club, you're always invited to come on down. You don't have to be a member. You can have lunch and not be a member, I think. And it is located on Glen Arm between 13th and 14th, right across from the Denver Athletic Club, from the DAC. And we're going to be giving away tomorrow between 7 and 9:30 in the morning. We're going to be giving, Justin's going to be out in the KNRC Mobile at Sugar Beets, 444 17th Street between Glen Arm and Tree Hill, giving away T-shirts and coffee mugs, which can be filled inside at Sugar Beets. And he's going to be giving away probably the same kind of thing, as well as good free advice, who knows, at in front of the Press Club tomorrow. So I think it'll be a lot of fun. Also, all of us, all the talent here, we're all going to be in the St. Patrick's Day Parade. Don't ask. I've got JD, our PR guy, trying to get me a tiara. I want to go with, I want to be in, with a tiara on. And maybe, Joe, let's ask him if he can get, ask JR if we can, or JD, if we can get a sash that says, like, Enid Live, noon to 3, 11:50 a.m., something like that. You know, I can wear a sash, and I'm going to wear a tiara. I mean, I would like to have a wand, too. You know, and I could just, you know, I could just bless everybody in the crowd. Princess Enid, yes, that's exactly right. Queen Enid, a real queen. 303-382-1150. If you're just tuning in, you missed Michael Tracy talking about why we have such a timid press corps in Denver and why there's a clubby culture that doesn't seem to ask the hard questions of the power structure. Have they been intimidated? Are they self-censoring? Is the power structure going to get their jobs? Are they going to be denied access? These are all the questions that I'm curious about. I'm fairly new here. Maybe I don't have it right. So if you're a reporter and you want to give me hell, you're free to call in. 303-382-1150. Tobias in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. My name is Tobias Roman. I'm Roman Catholic, and I've joined jihad against the one country that does not believe in God, and that's China. And I want to know why you keep hanging up on me.
Tobias, where did I hang up on you? And what are you talking about?
Monday when I told you why people were graffitiing the walls and saying Jews killed Christ. I explained that, and you didn't understand it, and hung up.
Well, Tobias, perhaps you weren't making any sense. I'm sure I took your call, and it was time to say goodbye to you. Now, what are you talking about why reporters don't ask the tough questions? Is that what you called in on?
Yeah.
Or did you call in to announce that you're waging jihad on China? And what does this have to do with anything? Are we talking
about
China?
Because everything we buy is from China.
But what does
China
this have to do? Tobias, darling, what does this have to do with what we're talking about?
Because they're the only supporters of terrorism.
Wait a minute. We're not talking about terrorism right now. We are talking about reporters, and we're talking about the press, and we're talking about journalism. So when you can stay on topic, then I'm delighted to have you call us back, and I do thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. We're talking about a lot of things. We're talking about reporters who aren't asking the tough questions. We're talking about a governor's press office that can manipulate the press in this town by asking them not to carry a live press conference. Can you imagine that? The press conference is live. It's not like it's a secret handshake meeting. It's a live press conference. They make a call and say, don't carry it. And I guess these outlets say, oh, okay, we won't carry it. The other story I want to talk about here, and one of you sent in a wonderful email to me, which is more obscene? Janet Jackson's nipple or that hit on Steve Moore on television? Now, I want to know whether you think the payback here or the punishment fits the crime. But apparently, the Vancouver Canucks, before they took off after Steve Moore said, keep your head up, and they were really threatening him. It's going to be fun when there's definitely a bounty on his head, forward Brad May told the Vancouver Sun. This was before he got hit. Clean hit or not, that's our best player. And you respond, it's going to be fun when we get him. It's going to be fun when we get him. So he was conked on the head on television. And he has broken his neck. And I don't know what that means exactly, whether that means he will be paralyzed or it's a spinal cord injury. But whatever it means, I don't think it means anything good. And the player who did it is going to be suspended for the rest of the season. Do you think that that's enough of a penalty? 303-382-1150. He's suspended. Bertuzzi has been... Vancouver Canucks forward Todd Bertuzzi, and went on TV with a real tearful apology. Today was suspended for the rest of the hockey season, including the playoffs, for the blindside punch that left an opponent with two broken bones in his neck, a concussion, and several cuts. And he's going to have to come to Craig Hospital here for rehab. So that's always serious news when you have to do that. And they said they were going to do it in advance. So here's a quote from, there's definitely a bounty on his head, they were saying about Steve Moore, and they said this to the Vancouver Sun, clean hit or not, that's our best player, you respond, it's going to be fun when we get him. Oh. So you tell me, which is more, this is Jane, who emailed me, and I thought this was a very good question. She said, not able to listen to you as often as I would like to during the day, just wondered if you or anyone else has made the comparison of what has the most damaging effect on young TV viewers, the exposure of a breast with a nipple shield or a hockey player brutally attacking another player. Which of those two is more obscene? 303-382-1150. Eric, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hey, how's it going, Enid?
Going well, Eric.
I just wanted to let you know that I like your show. I listen to it usually on lunch break at work. And
thank you.
And I was just listening to what you were saying about the Todd Bertuzzi thing. And I think that it probably is worse to show. I mean, that's just violence on TV. You see a lot worse on commercials for shampoo than you do as far as the Janet Jackson nipple thing goes.
What do you think would be the appropriate punishment for Bertuzzi? He's facing a criminal investigation in Canada.
It's hard to say just because I feel like the sport of hockey kind of promotes violence a little bit, so it's not like he was purposely trying to break his neck or anything. And I know that, like, I was watching the news last night, and they're saying that it's not a spinal cord injury or anything, but...
Well, I'm sure he... If you were going to ask him, did you mean to break this man's neck and possibly paralyze him? I'm sure he would have said absolutely not. But he wasn't thinking clearly, and I'm sorry. He needs to be punished. I think he needs to go to the pokey.
Yeah, I could see that.
I can see it too. Eric, I thank you for the call. 303-321-1150. Another Eric on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. I'd like to comment on the hit and the nipple thing.
Which is which?
I personally think both of them are offensive.
You never really saw the nipple. She had jewelry over it. She had a nipple shield on.
Right. I understand that. It was more of the image that offended me than actually seeing her nipple. I mean, I've seen plenty of nipples in my lifetime. But there was about 4 years back, there was an incident on the ice with Marty McSorley.
Yes.
And he hit for sure with his stick. And I was saying back then that he should have been criminally punished for doing that. So, I mean, I agree with you. I think he should be punished criminally.
Do you think that simply suspending Bertuzzi for the season and whatever, and I think they're suspending his money too, aren't they? His salary.
I would hope so.
I think I heard a report saying it's what, $500,000 a year or something. I don't know. But is that Bertuzzi will forfeit at least $502,000. The NHL said. The money's going to go into the Players Emergency Assistance Fund. Maybe it should go into psychiatric and counseling and anger management for Bertuzzi.
I think it should go into some charity as opposed to benefiting any hockey player. But
it's going to go into the Emergency Assistance Fund, the Players Emergency Assistance Fund.
No, that's not a bad idea. But I do think he should be punished because, as the previous Eric was saying, he didn't mean to break his neck. But if you watch the replay... He grabbed him, pulled him to him.
Wait a minute. You shoot somebody dead and you say, you know what, I didn't mean to shoot you dead. I just meant to scare you.
Right.
Are you less culpable?
I don't believe that he was trying to break his neck, but I do believe he was trying to hurt him.
Yeah, well, and they wound up breaking his neck. Eric, I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1150 KNRC. 12:37, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Good afternoon. Sunny, 52 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by Albertsons. The National Hockey League has suspended Steve Bertuzzi of the Vancouver Canucks for his sucker punch of Colorado Avs Steve Moore on Monday. Bertuzzi has been suspended for the remainder of the season in the playoffs. He's been fined more than $501,000. The league also fined the Canucks $250,000. The Great Colorado Payback has a record number of names on it this year, nearly 40,000, and unclaimed items combined at just over $35 million. The Payback is the state's unclaimed property program that holds lost and forgotten property turned over to the state by financial institutions, insurance companies, and other businesses. University of Colorado President Betsy Hoffman was in Washington, D.C. today testifying before a congressional committee. The hearing before the House Consumer Protection Subcommittee is seeking to look into college football recruiting practices and whether changes are necessary. This week at Albertsons, Sanderson Farms chickens in the family pack or Moran's ground beef, 10 pounds for $10, plus much more, all at the 10 for $10 sale going on now at Albertsons, helping make your life easier. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 12:38.
She's your midday rush alternative. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC. Enid Goldstein, KNRC.
We have to talk. Hey, Mary, what you doing?
I'm declaring my independence. I'm switching my internet access to ProLink.
I didn't know you played golf. Where do you play?
Golf? Are you kidding? I couldn't tell a golf ball from a disco ball.
Well, didn't you say ProLinks?
Yeah, but ProLinks isn't about golf. It's about DSL, dial-up, and all that, you know, internet access.
I've never heard of ProLinks.
They're an ISP. They offer the same high-quality internet access as the big guys, but without the poor service and annoying advertisements.
Is their connection fast?
Sure. Their DSL taps directly into large networks, just like the big guys. And they're giving me 2 free months of internet access.
Well, that settles it. I'm switching to ProLinks. How do I get connected?
Call them at 303-972-3218, and they'll get you squared away. That number again is 303-972-3218. Mention this ad and get your first 2 months of high-speed internet access for free. That number again is 303-972-3218. You'll be glad you did.
DSL cross-connector installation fees are not included. Not available in all areas.
KNRC News Time is 12:39. Time to go to Darren Copeland now with the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report is brought to you by Quest, and we're cleaning up an accident southbound I-25, right at southbound Santa Fe, rather, right at I-25. A rollover there. Also, had a bit of a bang-up, Spear and Auraria. That should be out of the way as well. Of course, we have a lot of people heading on down to the Pepsi Center. We have the Mountain West Conference men's basketball tournament starting today, so be aware of extra crowds downtown. For choice and flexibility, get Quest Choice home phone and long distance. More features and 5 cents a minute long distance make Quest the choice for Colorado. 888-273-9221 or quest.com. Restrictions apply. I'm Darren Copeland with your traffic. You can hear Michael Reagan beginning at 6 right after Doug Kellett on AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Stephanie DeLuca with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Lots of sunshine today and tomorrow. Thanks to surface high pressure, topping out at 53 today. Tonight, clear down to 29. A warmer one tomorrow. Nice looking day. Lots of sun, 67. Saturday, though, we're going to start out with just a few clouds. Then those clouds increase. Scattered afternoon rain showers, high of 50. For the Weather Channel, I'm Stephanie DeLuca on AM 1150 KNRC.
It's sunny, 52 degrees. KNRC News Time is 12:41. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 1 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
He takes ballet, collects antiques, loves show tunes, and plays hockey 3 times a week. Can you tell if he's gay or straight? Starting tomorrow on Fox, tune into the new game where it's all about reading the clues and telling the queer eyes from the straight guys. One beautiful woman will have to.
Every little thing that they do, I analyze.
Can she do it?
I am so confused.
And you? Playing It Straight, a new reality series.
I need another drink.
Premiering tomorrow at 8, 7 Central on Fox.
Tomorrow on USA Network, from executive producers Bruce Willis, Arnold Rifkin, and the Hughes Brothers, a new original series, Touching Evil. For Detective David Cregan, being dead was easy. Coming back was the tough part.
I was clinically insane for a while there, but I'm all right now.
Now he'll do things no detective in his right mind would ever dare.
I'm going to get inside your head, and I'm going to stay there until you tell me where those boys are.
Touching Evil premieres tomorrow at 9, 8 Central on USA Network.
Whether it is left wing or right wing, we often talk about the West Wing.
Can someone talk to me?
Great talk shows make great talk radio. Hear both sides on AM 1150 KNRC.
Thank you for listening.
You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
12:42 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. And joining us in the studio is KNRC Sports Director Tony DeSiri, because he has a different view than I do,
yes, I
think,
do.
On the Bertuzzi deal.
You think criminal charges?
Yes, absolutely.
I disagree with you.
All right, why?
I'll tell you why. Because I don't think that players in professional sports need to play with the idea that something that police are going to show up outside their locker room if a certain act that is accepted in their form of sports goes too far.
But wait a minute. Billy Thorpe gives me information where they are teasing it in advance. The Canucks in the I have the quote right here. Aha, here it is. This is before the game. There's definitely a bounty on his head. And this is Brad May tells us, the Vancouver Sun. It's going to be fun when we get him. And so the hit was out on him,
yes,
and that
was it. And that is the problem. When the Avalanche and Canucks played here, Commissioner Gary Bettman was in attendance. And common wisdom says the Avalanche were going to be okay throughout that game. They were at home. The Canucks were on the road. They weren't going to start anything. Everyone was waiting for the time when the Avs were in Vancouver. There was a bounty on Steve Moore's head for a hit that he placed on their star. Hockey rules indicate that there's a little bit of retribution that goes on for that.
Yeah, but breaking a guy's neck.
See, here's the problem with that. I really do believe that Bertuzzi did not mean to break this guy's neck. I really believe that he meant to hurt him to a level that deserves a massive suspension. But I really do think that if you had asked him before the game, would you like to see Steve Moore's neck broken, he would have said absolutely not.
What do the doctors say? When you have a broken neck, is that considered a spinal cord injury? Do you ever walk again? Are you a quad or a paraplegic?
They're expecting him to. He has movement in all extremities, so they're expecting him to come back. Whether he can play at a professional hockey level, that remains to be seen. So his career could be over.
It could be over.
Right.
And what do you think the correct punishment is to fit the crime?
I thought a 2-year suspension was would have been the correct punishment.
The 1-year suspension or the rest of the season suspension, well, is that considered a 1-year?
Well,
was that
the rest? Yeah, it's considered 1 year. Here's the problem with the suspension.
And he loses $500,000 at least, maybe more.
Right. Now here's the problem with the suspension.
That's not a.
They extend. They said rest punishment of the season plus playoffs. This penalty results in two things. It's either a minimum of 18 games, meaning 14 games to close out the regular season, plus four and a 4-game sweep in the first round, which would have eliminated the team. At most, in 18, at the least 18 games. At the most, 42 games if they go to the playoffs and have to play 7 games in each series to win the Stanley Cup. Now, I look at the maximum number of games that he could be out for, 42, and say, that is way too little for this guy, for what he did. It has to be a rest of the season here, plus an additional full slate of games plus playoffs.
And money? Monetary
punishment?
I think
he's out. I think he's out for the whole... He's out for whatever. He doesn't get
a vehicle. Is his career over?
No, because he's an all-star player, and this people will get past this.
What about the criminal investigation pending in Canada?
It usually doesn't lead to very much. What ends up happening is there's enough time that separates the incidences that, you know, the incident here, there's enough time that passes that there's some reasonable judgment of the actual... On ice altercation. I mean, this was not something that happens outside a bar.
Will this have an effect on future hits that won't be so violent? Or anger is anger, and you don't mean to break someone's neck, but you're angry.
It needs to. It never does.
I disagree with Tony DeSiri, our sports director. He thinks that Bertuzzi should not be hauled off to the pokey, and I believe that he should. What do you think? 303-382-1150. Let's go with the phones. Dan, calling from Littleton. Hi, you're live with Enid and Tony DeSiri on AM 1150 KNRC.
Well, Enid, the man is right. When you're playing professional sports, you can't be held criminally accountable. Men get excited, and that's part of the nature of the testosterone beast. You know, they're going to take it over the top.
Oh, I don't know. If they engage in rape, they have to pay the price for it. If they get excited and it takes that direction.
Well, sweetie, that's off the field. On the field, that's combat. Okay?
And on the field, you can break somebody's neck and there's no criminal penalty for it?
You know, there was a young man who played for Boston University by the name of Travis Roy who slipped on the ice on playing a game. He fell headfirst into the boards, and he's paralyzed for life. It was a complete accident. It shows that guys on skates skating around at high speeds are subject to
but
massive
that
injuries.
But he fell.
But here's my
somebody
point.
Didn't hit him.
But here's my point. In the game of hockey, you're allowed to check somebody hard into the boards. You're allowed to do physical altercations. If Peter Worrell plays for the Avalanche as an enforcer, hits somebody a little too hard, but in the nature of the game, but his neck breaks or his jaw is busted.
Exactly.
But there's oh, well, wait, we're talking intent now.
But,
let's go to intent.
But
because
it's a slippery
one thing,
slope.
Well, it is a slippery slope, but it's one thing when you're playing a game and you check hard and that just happens in the game, it's not meant. This is a case where he was gunning for him. Bertuzzi was gunning for Moore, and there's a hit on Moore.
Here's your real problem is your coach. Your coach is the one. He was smiling. Now, if you have an investigation, you should investigate that coach because that coach is the one who told him, I don't want the soldier investigated. I want the general. And that was the general of that operation.
All right. What do you say about that, Dan? Thank you for the call.
Mark
what do you
Crawford,
say?
Definitely there should be some reprimand.
What did he do? Give us a synopsis.
Things, you're allowing your players in the media to say these things without any type of, you know, response. I mean, Crawford should have said, after these guys in the locker room, it's a heated moment. They say what they're going to say.
What do you mean? Are you talking about afterwards?
After the hit on Marcus Naslund here in Denver, when the Canuck players were saying things like, there's a bounty on his head, we're going to go after him, He should have stopped that after he heard what they had said. In the locker room afterwards, guys say crazy things all the time. They don't mean it the next day.
You're talking about the Canucks side, the Canucks coach.
Yes.
Okay.
He should have said, I'm not going to tolerate this. My guys are not going to be doing this kind of action. It's got to stop somewhere.
Do we know that he did not say that?
Yeah, he did not say that.
He never said that. He never said it later, as far as we know? No. Okay. You are listening to Enid Live and KNRC's sports director, Tony DeSiri. What do you think the punishment would be? I think what he did was more obscene than Janet Jackson's nipple. I think he needs to have a stiffer penalty than anything he can get with Viagra. Let's go to Kat in Littleton. Hi, Kat. You're live with Enid.
Hi. I think Bertuzzi should be out just as long as Moore is out. I don't think it should just be the season. I think it's as long as Moore is incapable of playing, so should Bertuzzi be kept off the ice.
Ooh, that's a good one. What do you think, Tony? Do you agree in principle,
except there's a major problem with that. The players' union in the NHL will never allow the league the power to eliminate a guy's profession.
It's not eliminating. It's just holding him off until Moore can come back.
Yeah, but if Moore doesn't come back, then he could sue the league. The players' union could sue the league, saying you denied him the opportunity to make a living playing professional hockey.
Tony doesn't like what you're saying, Kat. He's not agreeing with you, but I agree with you, Kat.
I agree with her in principle, Ian.
He's agreeing in principle, but he's telling you why in practice it may not work. Kat, I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150, 303-382-1150. Jim, on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid and Tony DeSiri. Hi, Jim.
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing?
Doing well.
Hey, I agree with you 100%. I don't think that, you know, when you're talking about criminal intent, you look at the play and the guy was just stalking him. It wasn't in the heat of an argument or a fight or a block. He followed him around with the intent to hurt him. And I think that they should prosecute him to the full extent of the law.
So you're saying it's premeditated?
Looking at the tape over and over again, it sure looked premeditated. And for Mark Crawford to stand there and tolerate that, and his demeanor looking on after this is over.
Does he have a moral culpability here?
Yeah.
He does? I think so, too. We all agree. We don't know what should the punishment be. Jim, thank you for the call. What should the punishment be?
I think he should be suspended for what he allowed his players to do. Yeah.
Would they go for that? Is that within the rules?
They would go for the suspension if it was warranted. The smirk on his face when it was happening, it was caught on TV. It was nasty.
Susan calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid and Tony DeSiri on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I think that he's completely wrong. I think there should be some criminal liability. This is definitely outside the scope of playing a sport. You know, I think people expect people to get hit in hockey and to get slammed around. But as the earlier caller said, to be stalked by another player and to come from behind and hit him on the side of the head and then use his 240-plus pounds to fall on top of him, how could he not expect injury?
Also, to have announced it essentially in advance. We're going to go. This guy's a marked man. We're going after him.
There was a definite bounty. I think Crawford did nothing to cool that down. I think that it was appropriate to find the organization, and I'm surprised they didn't find him more.
Well, Susan, you and I agree. Now, this is very. Thank you for the call, and this is very interesting. The women all are on the same page, just like the women all want to vote for Kerry, and the men want to vote for Bush. Rob in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid and Tony DeSiri on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Good.
I'm good.
I've been watching hockey for years. I used to live in the Philadelphia area, and they were the Broad Street Bullies back then.
Yep.
That's when they used to clear the benches and have all kinds of fights, just like the movie Slapshot. But they don't do that anymore. They changed the rules. They kind of cleaned it up. And I think what Bertuzzi did was outside of the rules. If you know who the greatest hockey player is, I don't think he's been in that many fights. Wayne Gretzky is not known as a fighter or a cheap hitter or anything like that. I think Bertuzzi should be kicked out of the league. He's not a good hockey player.
Well, I thank you very much for the call, Rob. Thanks very much for those observations. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. My guest is sports director, KNRC sports director, Tony DeSiri. We're having a beef about this because I think Bertuzzi ought to be hauled off to the pokey. And Tony says, no, not really. This is just what happens in hockey.
Yes.
Is that a fair...
No, I said this doesn't always happen in hockey, but no, I don't think he should go to jail. Suspended, yes.
Oh, I think he needs. I think the that isn't enough punishment's got to fit the crime here. So you and I disagree on that one. And how do you feel about it? 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Or Enid Live.
And it's not the same for men.
Talking just gets you into trouble.
Next on AM 1150 KNRC.
D.R. Horton, America's Builder Melody Series. Owned for under $1,000 a month. No down, no closing cost programs available. Visit MelodyLiving.com or call 1-866-MELODY-H.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. You have little ones around? Allergies driving you crazy? Can't sleep? Purify the air in your home with my Orrick Tabletop Air Purifier. Its lifetime filter never needs replacing. Try it free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. Chances are you'll see the difference, feel the difference, and sleep better. And maybe you use a few less allergy pills.
Hi there. It's the Lincoln Mercury Think Big National Sales Event with just announced savings on every Lincoln and Mercury in stock. From the brand-new limited-edition Lincoln Town Car to the award-winning Mercury Grand Marquis. And there's no better time to save big on all our luxury SUVs, including the powerful Navigator, midsize Aviator, and the award-winning Mountaineer. The Think Big sales event. It ends soon, so think big and fast. See your Lincoln Mercury dealer today.
In the spring of 1954, an unidentified woman was found murdered in Boulder Canyon. Nearly 50 years later, the police still have no idea who this woman was or who ended her life. Police technology has come a long way since 1954 and could possibly shed some light on this cold case. But we need your help. The Boulder History Museum has set up a Jane Doe Fund to pay for DNA tests and other procedures. You can help with your tax-deductible donation to the Jane Doe Fund. Contact the Boulder History Museum at 303-449-3464 or check out BoulderJaneDoe.com for more information.
Martha Stewart is guilty on all four counts last Friday.
False statement, obstruction of justice. It means that unless this is somehow undone on appeal, she's a felon and she's going to prison.
AM 1150 KNRC gave you the first chance to talk about it with Doug Kellett.
What are your thoughts about Martha Stewart?
Oh, I'm pretty happy.
What were our competitors doing? One station was worried about the Nuggets. Another was in the usual syndicated programming. And the other was troubleshooting again some issue that doesn't affect you. But the breaking stories and the place to talk about it. AM 1150 KNRC. What are AM 1150 KNRC listeners saying about our unique Both Sides Talk approach?
I think it's absolutely wonderful that, I mean, the station has as a goal that it wants to hear both sides.
KNRC, you've got me hooked.
Maybe you are the next satisfied customer. Hear Both Sides Talk. Hear Both Sides Talk. Our personalities welcome opposing sides. AM 1150 KNRC. AM 1150 KNRC caught John Kerry confidentially the other day talking about our morning show host, Jimmy Lakey.
These guys are the most crooked, you know, lying group I've ever seen.
It's scary.
I think Jimmy may be getting on his nerves. What do you think? Find out mornings with Jimmy Lakey exclusively on Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
Uh-huh, 1257 on the, yeah, twist and shout, on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock, and with me live in the studio, KNRC Sports Director Tony DeSiri. We do not agree on the Bertuzzi issue here in hockey. What the NHL has done is to suspend him for the rest of the season, which could mean anywhere from 20-some games to 40-some games, mm-hmm. depending on what goes down. And it's going to cost him at least $500,000. But I don't think that begins to be sufficient punishment for him deliberately, premeditated, taking a hit out on Moore. And Moore now has a broken neck. I don't know what that means.
Quickly, could you tell people that we just disagree on the criminal charges?
Okay.
I agree. I believe the suspension should be tripled.
Should be tripled. All right.
Sure.
But you just don't think there should be any criminal charges?
No, pressing charges, no.
So how long should he be suspended for? 2 years?
Two, three years.
2, 3 years. Sure. Will he have a career after 2 or 3 years?
He might. He's only 29.
What if Moore never has a career again as a result of this? What if he never can play again? And what if he's physically seriously impaired as a result of this? Is that then still a fair punishment, Tony?
I think you can take us. You can take this to the legal courts. But as far as the NHL goes, I think 3 years is plenty.
I think it should be criminal. I think there's a criminal element. There was a premeditation, and it was an assault. It wasn't just as a course of playing a game, and unfortunately the hockey stick was in the wrong place at the wrong time. I mean, he set out to get him, and he told the newspapers in advance that the team said that this is what's going to happen. He's a marked man,
mm-hmm.
and then he did it.
Yeah.
Well, I think calling him off to the pokey is
a pitcher that throws at the head to clear the plate. He could get arrested too.
Well, at least he's playing the game, and it's a fine line.
Mm-hmm.
But it's up to somebody to determine when you've crossed the line, don't you think? I mean, I think so too.
I mean, the slippery slope argument. And morally, there's no line to cross.
And morally, certainly,
right.
Moore is going to pay a price in some way, even if he never gets hauled off to the pokey. He's going to pay some sort of a price, some sort of a karma price, I think. Thank you, Tony Zissiri, for joining us. Two more hours of Enid Live right here on AM 1150 KNRC. In the next hour, I want to get into an incredible dance of politics in the state of Colorado. Last week, the Republicans had it all locked up. This week, it's up for grabs, and God knows what's going to happen. More as we continue. Two more hours of Enid right here on AM 1150 KNRC.
Both sides talk. AM 1150, KNRC, Englewood, Denver. Enid Goldstein continues straight ahead. It's 1 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Sam Litzinger. Basque separatists or Al-Qaeda? The Spanish government says it was apparently a Basque group, ETA, that was behind a series of bombings that left nearly 200 people dead in Madrid. But NBC's Andrea Mitchell says American experts believe it looks more like the work of Osama bin Laden's people, despite Spanish officials thinking.
Spain is not backing away from that claim, but American officials have to be persuaded that this could be ETA, because ETA has never been able to pull anything like this off.
Spain's interior minister says police have found a van with detonators and Arab language tapes. That's opened a whole new line of investigation into the blast. Massachusetts lawmakers are arguing again over same-sex marriage. They couldn't agree last month on an amendment to the state constitution that would ban it, so they're trying again today. The latest numbers suggest Americans were in a spending mood last month. Retail sales jumped by just 0.5%. Car sales led the way, up nearly 3%. New jobless claims dropped last month. I'm Sam Litzinger, NBC News Radio.
Tomorrow on USA. Network. From executive producers Bruce Willis, Arnold Rifkin, and the Hughes Brothers, a new original series, Touch. Team Evil. For Detective David Cregan, being dead was easy. Coming back was the tough part.
I was clinically insane for a while there, but I'm all right now.
Now he'll do things no detective in his right mind would ever dare.
Inside your head, and I'm gonna stay there until you tell me where those boys are.
Touching Evil premieres tomorrow at 9, 8 Central on USA Network.
Hi, this is Larry King, and I'm here with some news your heart's gonna love. We all know a few things that taste good aren't exactly good for your heart, but Welch's 100% grape juice, made from Welch's own Concord grapes, not only tastes great, but it's fat-free, cholesterol-free, and certified by the American Heart Association. What's more, Welch's purple grape juice is loaded with natural antioxidant power. And growing evidence suggests that diets rich in antioxidants may reduce the risk of heart disease. So drink up. Your heart and your taste buds will thank you.
Good afternoon, sunny, 52 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by D.R. Horton Melody Series. A suspension for the rest of the season and the playoffs and a fine of nearly $502,000. Has been handed to Todd Bertuzzi of the Vancouver Canucks. The penalty is for the sucker punch he gave Colorado Avs center Steve Moore during Monday night's game in Vancouver. A spokesman says Bertuzzi will have to renegotiate for a position on the team next year.
In addition, Mr. Bertuzzi's eligibility for the 2004-2005 NHL season will be determined by Commissioner Bettman prior to the start of training camp.
A vast majority of Denver hockey fans think the penalty was just a slap on the wrist for Bertuzzi. Greg Smith of Denver thinks the suspension is too light, believing Bertuzzi should only return to the ice if and when Moore does.
He's not going to be playing the rest of his career, from what I understand right now. And it ought to be, they ought to be coterminous, it seems to me. When our guy gets back on the ice, Bertuzzi can get on the ice, but not before that.
On the other hand, Travis of Denver says the NHL was too tough on Bertuzzi.
I think it's a little harsh. The point being is that the game itself, the structure of the game itself is going to lead to something like that eventually. If it didn't happen to us, we would have eventually done it to somebody else.
Moore remains hospitalized with a broken neck, a concussion, and deep cuts to his face. This is no ordinary workday for University of Colorado President Betsy Hoffman. She was in Washington today to testify before a congressional committee. The hearing before the House Consumer Protection Subcommittee sought to look at college football recruiting practices and whether changes are necessary. CU finds itself in the national spotlight on this matter as, since 1997, seven women have claimed to have been raped by Buffs football players. However, Hoffman says her institution's toughened recruiting policy could be a trendsetter.
As painful as this experience has been, we view it as an opportunity to set the standard for athletic recruiting and campus culture.
Hoffman was joined by top NCAA officials, including longtime Nebraska football coach Tom Osborne. A former middle school teacher from Greeley is gathering signatures to do away with the Colorado Student Assessment Program, commonly known as CSAP. Don Pearl has until August 2nd to gather about 68,000 signatures to get his initiative on the November ballot. Pearl says the CSAP tests get in the way of actual teaching, but the Department of Education says the test shows how students are doing in school. In sports, it's a night off for both the Denver Nuggets and the Colorado Avalanche tonight. Both teams continuing their road trips tomorrow, with the Nuggets heading to Milwaukee, the Avs skating into Phoenix. Colorado Rockies take on the Chicago Cubs in preseason action. That game just getting underway in Arizona. D.R. Horton, America's Builder Melody Series, owned for under $1,000 a month. No down, no closing cost programs available. Visit MelodyLiving.com or call them at 1-866-MELODY-H. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 105.
No matter what happens, where it happens, or how it happens, get the information you need here first. First, AM 1150, KNRC. KNRC.
Wouldn't you like a place to go where you could meet 20 or 30 other singles this month, guaranteed? Are you sick of the bar scene and really tired of the same old pressure dating situations? Let me tell you that Cottonwood Connection is helping singles connect from Boulder to Denver, and they make it easy to do. Are you looking for someone to hike through the beautiful Colorado Rocky Mountains with? Or maybe you just want someone to share your hopes and dreams with. Or maybe someone to travel with to the vineyards of Italy. Check out Cottonwood Connection. Call them at 303-424-2300. Or check out their website at cottonwoodconnection.com. Act now and take advantage of this year's incredible annual spring membership special. Sign up now and get 50% off your membership. That's right, half off. That's cottonwoodconnection.com. Or call 303-424-2300. Helping singles connect.
KNRC News Time is 106. Time to check with Darren Copeland in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report brought to you by AutoZone, and the roads look pretty good around the metro area, just finishing up an accident at Santa Fe and I-25. We do have people heading on over to the Pepsi Center for the Mountain West basketball tournament today, so watch for a lot of extra foot traffic in and around the Pepsi Center all day today. Time for an oil change, then get to AutoZone, because right now at AutoZone, you can get Quaker State conventional motor oil for only $1.49 a quart. Get in the zone, AutoZone. I'm Darren Copeland with your traffic. You can hear Jimmy Lake in the mornings beginning at 6 on AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Southeast winds this afternoon at 10 to 15 miles an hour will accompany mostly sunny skies for us and a seasonal high of 53, generally clear tonight, and a little warmer than normal with a low around 30. Look at the nice spike that comes tomorrow. Sunshine with a high of 67, but we're back down in the 50s on Saturday. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
It's sunny, 52 degrees. KNRC News Time is 107. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 135 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
107, 7 minutes after 1 o'clock. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Enid Live. And I want to remind you that tomorrow we are going to come to you live from the Denver Press Club. We do these shows once a month from the Press Club. And I would like to have some feedback from you, by the way. I never really get any feedback from any of you on the Denver Press Club shows. They're a very different kind of show than what we're usually doing during the week. It's usually on a theme. It's always on a theme. John Enslin puts these shows together. He does a wonderful job. He's the president of the Denver Press Club, and he's also a reporter for the Rocky Mountain News. And tomorrow's theme is St. Patrick's Day, because the parade is going to be on Saturday. And by the way, all the talent here, Jimmy Lakey, Doug Kellett, me, we are all going to be riding in separate convertibles in the parade. And I want to get my hands on a tiara. So, and a set. Oh, I think it'll be so much fun. Oh, I think it's going to be cold. I don't know if it's going to be so much fun. I've really not done this before. You're going to have to tell me. Anyway, we're going to have the KNRC mobile, whatever we call that thing, out there. It's hilarious. If you have never seen it, it's a reconstituted old Army ambulance that is just, yeah, it is. Joe says it's cool. It is. It's very cool in a retro way. And Justin's going to be piloting the KNRC mobile, and he's going to have it out front of Sugar Beets tomorrow mornings from 7 to 9:30 in the morning, and giving away T-shirts and coffee mugs and stuff for KNRC. And he's going to have it out front of the Press Club tomorrow during my show. And show is, of course, noon to 3. And we'll be giving away, he'll be giving away lots of stuff. And we'll be giving away as great, great programming as we possibly can, as always. I want to just give you a heads up. Next week, we're going to be joined by John Lendorf from the Rocky Mountain News. He's the dining critic, and he's got a brand new Denver dining guide. Wednesday, Bill McKibben, Enough, Staying Human in an Engineered Age. He was interviewed by, what's that guy's name on PBS, who used to work for Lyndon Johnson? Suddenly I can't think of his name. Can't think of it, but you know who I mean. Bill Moyers. And he was great, and I thought he had really fascinating things to say. Thursday, John Dunning, local author, makes good. He's got a brand new book out called Bookman's Promise. And Friday, we're going to be talking to two film critics from the Madstone Theater, Tom DeLapa and Walter Chaw. So that's what's going on next week, and that's just really only a partial listing. And also, I want to give you a heads up of who's going to be joining us tomorrow for the St. Patrick's Day edition. We're going to have a bagpiper, Ben Holmes, City Auditor Dennis Gallagher and the James Joyce Society, Dave McGoya, who's a reporter for the Denver Post, and his musician friends, because in addition to being an ace investigative reporter, he's also also an ace musician and plays in an Irish band, I think. And Ireland photographer Tom Kumpf, and lots more. So lots more is going to go on for tomorrow. And they're always fun. So do you want to give me some feedback? Do you like the Denver Press Club shows? Are you indifferent to them? Do you turn them out? Do you tune them out when, cause I haven't really heard very much from you on those. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. Also, I want to just give you a heads up. Tonight is the opening of the 8th annual Denver Jewish Film Festival. It is at the Mizell Center for Arts and Culture. And it's, the Denver Film Society involved here, presenting sponsor Stars Encore Entertainment. Opening night, I think tickets may still be available, $40. Closing night and wrap party, $25. You can get the combo for $60, or if you just want to go to a film, it's $8. General admission, $6 if you're a member. There's some wonderful films. And all films are going to be shown at the Mizell Center for Arts and Culture and at the JCC, and some will be shown at the Stars Film Center. At the Tivoli and the Aurora campus, and the Cinema Saver is at Basemar Twin at 2490 Baseline Road, Boulder. So that spans from March 11th to March 18th, and I'm going to try and make some of it tonight myself. And the opening film, if you saw Emma Lee, the star, Audrey Tautou, who starred in Emma Lee, is going to be starring in the opening night film tonight. So that's going on as well. And let me see if there's a number here if you want to get tickets. Yes, it is, but of course it's cut off. Joe, maybe you can get me the number. You can click, let's see if there's a website here. Mizellcenter.org. So try that. The phone number here is cut off. So I only have a partial number for you. Mizellcenter.org. All right. Oh, it's 303-893-4100. 4100. Okay. That's tonight. Well, here's what I want to share with you. But before I get there, this story just came in, and it was so irresistible. I have to. Dutch politicians want bestiality banned. Two Dutch political parties called for laws prohibiting sex with animals after someone was suspected of having sex with a pony and was set free. And then Billy and I and Joe were laughing about this story because, I don't know, was the pony going to sue him for Palomino money? When Billy tells me a story about in England, there was this guy having sex with a cow. And I said, how did anybody know? Did the cow phone in a complaint? And he said, no, he would have sex with the cow out in the field where the train passed. And every time the train would pass, people would see this and they call the authorities. So I guess the guy was jailed 2 or 3 times. Make of that what you will. Last week, there was a Republican lock on the state of Colorado. This week, as Jim Spencer points out in today's column in the Denver Post, it turns out that Democrats have a real chance, and we will talk about that. Looks like we're having some technical difficulties today. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1150 KNRC. You can join the conversation at 303-382-1150. We know we're having some technical difficulties. So we will be solving those, and if some of the transmission here is intermittent, we apologize for it. What I'm talking about is Jim Spencer's column in today's Rocky Mountain News, and he is talking about the fact that, guess what, last week there was a huge Republican lock on the state, and today, aha, it's all up for grabs, and the Democrats have really a fabulous chance. And I got something from one of the Democratic... Oh, here it is. I want to share this with you, because we have really... put it to the Democratic Party in Colorado. One of our listeners, Liz, called the Democratic Party to volunteer, and all she got, and this is some weeks back, maybe a couple of months back, all she got for her trouble was a letter soliciting a contribution from her. When she did an experiment and called the Republicans, they were back at her in 2 seconds with a whole list of contacts and people and things that she should do. Well, the Democrats have really started to get their act together, and they just put out this notice. So let me give it to you. Campaign volunteer opportunity with Attorney General Ken Salazar announcing his race for the Senate yesterday. And so here's the big news. Mark Udall dropped out. Rhett Bridges has dropped out. So this means that everybody is united behind Ken Salazar. That means that Mark Udall's representative seat is not in play. And I think this really augurs well for the Democrats, because Salazar presumably would appeal to the Hispanic vote. And also he would presumably, because he's so well liked, I think that because he is so well liked, I think that as I said, we're having some technical difficulties here. Because he's so well liked, he has a real shot at this. And I think his name recognition is far higher than that of Bob Beaupre. So if you want to volunteer on behalf of the Democrats, I'll give you a number to call. It's Brendan McGuire that you want to get in touch with, and his number is 970-390-2417 or 303-931-4547. Call Brendan McGuire, or you can email him at bmm5280@comcast.net. Let me give you those numbers again, and let me tell you why it would be fun to volunteer. You would meet new people. You would who could become your friends, could become your boyfriends or girlfriends, or just friends. You would be doing something useful and meaningful, something that would have meaning for you, and it actually could be a lot of fun, as a matter of fact. A lot of those things are a lot of fun. And you would have a greater sense of community. So in a lot of ways, it would be good. At least check it out, see if it works for you. But the Democrats are looking for campaign volunteers. You might be registering new voters, maybe students, maybe other people helping them to get to the polls, making phone calls, meeting a lot of people and having a lot of fun and getting this thing off the ground and restoring sane government, really. So if you want to get involved helping the Democrats, call Brendan McGuire at 970-390-2417 or 303-931-4547 or email him at bmm5280@comcast.net. Okay, so here's the deal. What do you think will happen in a race between Bob Beaupre or anybody else the Republicans can muster in this contest and Ken Salazar? Who do you think is going to win? 303-382-1150. Beaupre barely squeaked by, remember, against Mike Feely? And he's a relative newcomer to running, although he's not a newcomer to being a behind-the-scenes political figure, but running for office, I believe he's a relative newcomer. What do you think will happen? Are you excited by this possibility? 303-382-1150. And you have John Kerry, who has commented on the GOP attack dogs. He said the following, and he said a little bit in the soup for this, but you tell me whether this is going to have any effect. He said that he was not referring to, he called Republicans crooked in an off-the-cuff comment. And he said these guys are the most crooked, you know, lying group of people I have ever seen. He maintains that he was only talking about the attack dogs. What do you think? Is this going to hurt him? 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. And Francie sent me this. Here's a picture of Ken Lay next to a picture of Martha Stewart. Under Ken Lay's picture, it says, amount defrauded, $1 billion plus. Under Martha's picture, it says, amount defrauded, $45,000. Under Ken Lay, it says, indicted, no. Under Martha, indicted, yes. Under Ken Lay, facing, and then it says, retirement in the Bahamas. Under Martha's picture, it says, facing 30 years in prison and $2 million in fines. Under Ken Lay's picture, it says, political contributions, and under that, Republican. Under Martha's column for political contributions, it reads, Democrat, and then the bottom, remember, it really pays to buy Republican. This message brought to you by www.thoughtcrimes.org. What do you think about that? Also, the new Liberal Talk Radio Network is launching the end of this month, March 31st. They're going to launch with an Al Franken show, and he's calling it the O'Franken Factor, trying to really get you-know-who's goat, Bill O'Reilly's goat. Jane Ann Garofalo is going to be part of it. They've really got a whole lineup of people doing it. What do you think? Will they be successful? The rap and talk radio, is that Liberal Talk Radio is not successful, but I don't believe that. I think if it's really compelling talk radio, it will be successful. And if Al Franken can make it work, then I think he will be successful. And the same for Jeanine Garofalo. Look at Jon Stewart. Look at The Daily Show. Some of the people who are involved in The Daily Show are also involved with the launching of this new liberal talk radio network called Air America. I want to ask you something. We're on the whole question of politics, and one of the questions on the table right now, I'm asking you, what do you think the chances are Ken Salazar up against somebody like Bob Beaupre? Who would be the strongest Republican that they could muster to run in Ben Nighthorse Campbell's now vacated or about to be vacated Senate seat? Who would that be? I think Ken Salazar has got a great chance here. I have a really good feeling about this, so I hope it happens. Boy, that would really... That could really be good news. And do you really believe that Ben Nighthorse Campbell decided to retire because of acid reflux? You think he was maybe getting indigestion over these possible ethics investigations and the chicanery that seems to be going on in his office? And here is his former chief of staff allegedly demanding a kickback from an aide whose salary was inflated and God knows whatever else was going on there? 303-382-1150. Are you as offended by this as I am? President Bush has agreed to answer 9/11 panel's question for 1 hour. He's only going to talk to him for 1 hour. That's it. 1 hour only. And John Kerry says, here's a man who has time to go to a rodeo. Here's a guy probably who has time to go play video games, which is what he did primarily as governor of Texas. And he's only going to allow the commission 1 hour of his time to answer questions and not even the full commission at that. 303-382-1150. The question has to be asked. What is he hiding? What is he hiding? Why won't he do this? Are you outraged by this? I think it's a slap in everybody's face. 303-382-1150. Kathy calling from Masonville. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Kathy.
I would actually like to see Marilyn Musgrave run against Salazar because I think she'd lose.
I don't think, but she's not. She's not going to do it, though, is she?
No, I think the Republicans are putting pressure on her not to.
Why? Because then her seat would be up for grabs.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, yeah.
And then you'd have the Muskrat Ramble trying to become a senator. She might ramble right out of any kind. You think that Salazar would take it?
Oh yeah, I think Salazar. I like Mike Miles personally, and he's worked really hard for the position. But I think Salazar will get it. He'll get the nomination, and I think he'll win. I don't see any Republican who can beat him.
Well, unless they come up with some major dirty tricks and try to sully him in some way.
That's true. I mean,
don't count him out there. Nasty bunch.
Unless he has some skeleton in his closet, which I kind of doubt. But I think I think he's definitely going to win. I think he's basically a shoo-in. But I would love to get rid of Musgrave.
Well,
and also, I think that Nighthorse Campbell is leaving because he's 70 years old.
Well, you don't think the scandal impossible, if he leaves, I think he doesn't have to be investigated in an ethics investigation. So that might be another reason for
that.
That
might have something to do with it, but still, if he were reelected, he'd be 76. And that is pretty old.
Yeah, but he was going to go for it. Something happened.
Yeah, maybe.
Something happened. He was still going to go for it. All right, I want to just tell you what Jay Leno said that Ellen Goodman quoted yesterday on the show. She said, George W. Bush has created more gay marriages than jobs. So,
well, one thing I think I'd like to see people actually investigate in Colorado is I live in Larimer County, so when she was running for her position 2 years ago, I got three really horrible flyers in the mail about her opponent, Stan Matsunaka. And as far as I know... Those flyers came from the RNC, and I understand that I've heard anyway that there was probably a couple million dollars that was invested in her campaign from anti-abortion groups and from radical right-wing Christians, and I think it would be interesting if somebody could investigate that.
Well, all right. you put the call out, Kathy. I thank you for calling 303-382-1150. So Kathy believes that Ken Salazar is a shoe. And I want to say something here. Don't anybody get complacent. Sign up to volunteer because John Kerry is not a shoo-in, and Ken Salazar may not really be a shoo-in. I mean, don't take it for granted. You cannot let the country fall into the hands of this group that's been running it for the last 3 years, or we won't have much of a country left. Or we won't have a country as we have known it. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You are listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1150 KNRC.
Rush, rush.
Anyone else has to go, do it now. I ain't stopping again.
Middays, the Rush Alternative. Enid Goldstein, noon till 3 on AM 1150 KNRC.
McDonald Automotive Group has nearly 4 million in pre-owned imports starting from $39.95. Your pre-owned import store, McDonald Auto, is located on Broadway, one block south of Orchard in Littleton.
First, I worked as a lumberjack. I just couldn't hack it, so they gave me the axe. Now I'm working in a deli, and I just can't cut the mustard.
Are you in a dead-end job or looking for a new career? Hi, my name is Jan Dion, clinical nurse specialist and part owner of Medical Massage Therapy and Associates. In just 8 months, you can become a certified massage therapist at our Medical Massage Therapy School. This is a career that's in demand. A certified massage therapist can make up to $25,000 a year right after graduation. We guarantee individual attention with a 1-to-6 student-to-teacher ratio. The hands-on clinical experience we offer will prepare you for this exciting new career. Our next class begins April 5th, so call today at 303-316-8222. The space is limited, so don't wait. Call Medical Massage Therapy and Associates School of Massage at 303-316-8222 or go to our website at mmta.info.
Does your accounting firm really know you, your business, and your goals? At Earhart Keefe, Steiner & Huttman, we spend time with you to learn about your business and your goals. As Denver's largest locally owned accounting firm, EKS&H has been serving companies for over 25 years. The roots of the success of EKS&H are built on a corporate culture where service is our priority. If you're looking for an accounting firm that is progressive and will really spend time with you, there's only one name that should come to mind, EKS&H. At Earhart, Keefe, Steiner, and Hotman, we'll support you with integrity to help your business flourish. Call us at 303-740-9400. That's 303-740-9400. Or visit us on the web at EKSH.com. EKSNH, Certified Public Accountants and Advisors. Trust that is earned.
Tickets are on sale now for the 2004 KeyBank Denver Distinguished Lecture Series, featuring the dynamic lineup of retired General Tommy Franks on Tuesday, March 30th, and Steve Forbes on Monday, May 17th. Tickets are still available for these compelling speakers. For information on the remaining ticket packages, go to www.denverlectureseries.com and expand your world by attending the 2004 KeyBank Distinguished Lecture Series, a program of junior achievement and sponsored in part by AM 1150 KNRC.
The Colorado Avalanche are making a run towards the Stanley Cup playoffs with 12 games to go. It's a fight for the top spot in the Western Conference. Next stop, Phoenix, Arizona to meet the Coyotes. Friday night, the Avs are in the Valley of the Sun, and you can hear it all right here on AM 1150 KNRC starting at 6:35. Every shot, every check, every goal. Join us Friday night as Sackett, Korea, Tangay, and Hayduk battle with the Coyotes of Phoenix. Tomorrow night at 6:35, right here on AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Nanette Hansen, CNBC Business Radio. Lots of selling in the markets. The Dow off 101 points. The Nasdaq down by 6.5. There is, however, good news on the employment front. The Labor Department saying first-time jobless claims declined last week. Also, Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan says he expects the job market to improve before long. He's warning Congress not to enact trade barriers, rather to focus on improving education. The House wants broadcasters to pay up to $500,000 each time they air in D.C. material. While the measure still has to pass in the Senate, Clear Channel Communications isn't taking any chances. The nation's biggest radio station operator is considering a 20-second delay on some of its broadcasts. Target shares have been moving higher after the retailer said it would consider selling its Mervyn's and Marshall Field's department stores. And Kirstie Alley is out as spokesman for Pier 1 Imports. She's being replaced by Tom Felicia, the design guru from Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. I'm Nanette Hansen, CNBC Business Radio.
My name is Kathy, and I met my husband Michael at eHarmony.com.
My name is Gina, and I met my husband Tom through eHarmony.com.
My name's Jennifer, and I met my husband Jack on eHarmony.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. These are just a few of the hundreds of eHarmony marriages. Dating services give you a picture in a paragraph. We go a lot deeper. We start with a personality profile that features 29 dimensions of compatibility, crucial to a long-term relationship. And if you go to eHarmony.com right now, we'll give you this $40 profile free. And then we'll find you a soulmate based on compatibility in the most important areas of life. Visit eHarmony.com today. Get your free personality profile.
My name is Becky, and I met my husband, Tom, on eHarmony.com.
A lot of happy guys out there tonight, thanks to eHarmony.com.
Management at AM 1150 KNRC have been trying to figure out what makes Jimmy Lakey tick. We'll keep studying this, and you too. Weekday mornings on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, this is Bill O'Reilly. Join me live every weekday morning from 10 till noon here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
1:31 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. And the question is Salazar going to win? Is there anybody that the Republicans can bring to the table who will give Salazar a run for his money? And also, what about Bush, President Bush, agreeing to answer all the 9/11 panel's questions, but only for 1 hour? 1 hour. John Kerry says, you know, we just saw pictures of him at a rodeo. He spends more time at a rodeo. He'll spend more time at a fundraiser, but he's only going to spend 1 hour. Aren't people outraged by this? I mean, I think that from a purely public relations standpoint, this is one of the stupidest things the stupid White House has concocted. 303-382-1115. We should be screaming. Mike, Anna Sell, hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. I just wanted to voice some support for Mr. Salazar. I had an opportunity to coach his two daughters in volleyball and basketball, and he was one of those parents that was there at almost every game, and this is while he's, you know, attorney general with an extremely busy schedule. And he was always just so nice. He's a great family guy, and I hope for the best for him.
So what you saw of him you liked. What about the way you think he's been conducting his business?
Nothing has ever jumped out to me, you know, that he has failed. You know, I guess I don't see any errors, you know, of omission as far as not doing.
Maybe
with things like the Paul Childs incident, he could have been more vocal. But I don't know. I really don't see much, you know, wrong with the job he's done as Attorney General.
All right. All right. I thank you, Mike, for the call. Those of you who are Republicans, do you think that Salazar is going to win? Is he going to give any of your candidates a run for the money? Who would be the strongest Republican who can win? Don't you think it's interesting that Udall dropped out? I mean, I think this is a great day for Democrats. 303-382-1150. Kerry is leading Bush in a brand new poll. Also, support for Bush has fallen on two issues: the economy and Iraq. And the U.S. presidential race has taken a nasty tone. I have noticed that, and it's really early on, and they've gotten really nasty. I wonder if that will play well for them or not. I have often mentioned to you that there are, if you go to talkingpointsmemo.com, Joshua Micah Marshall has a really interesting website, and you will see transcripts of conversations that go on for pages between Helen Thomas, who is now in her mid-80s and probably the oldest reporter in the White House press corps, and Scott McClellan, the press secretary, and he's always condescending and horrible, and she's trying to ask good questions. And now here she is. She is trying to ask about that he's only going to spend 1 hour, 1 hour, with the 9/11 commission. And here's what she's asking. She says to Scott McClellan, does the president really want to get to the bottom of the cause of 9/11? If he does, why would he limit his interview with the commission to 1 hour and for other officials and Stonewall on documents? Scott McClellan says, I'm glad you brought this up. The administration has provided unprecedented cooperation to a legislative body in the 9/11 Commission. We have worked closely with the Commission in a spirit of cooperation. And you only have to go back, and I would appreciate it, if you would report some of the facts of the type of access we have provided to the Commission. Scott McClellan continues, we have provided the Commission access to every bit of information that they have requested, including our most sensitive national security documents, and the Commission chairman has stated such. And Helen barges in. She said, well, the Commission certainly is not satisfied. And Scott says, and as far as the President looks forward to meeting with the chairman and vice chairman and answering all the questions that they want to raise. And Helen continues, why don't you just open the books and get to the truth? The American people deserve it. And Scott McClellan says, did you not hear what I just said, Helen? Have you not looked at the facts? I think you need to quit reading some of the coverage and look at the facts. Helen says, you just said all the questions they want to raise. That means he's no longer going to limit it to an hour? And Scott McClellan says, well, that's what it's scheduled for now. But look, he's going to answer all the questions they want to raise. Keep in mind that the commission, and Helen says, if they're still asking at 1 hour, will he still answer them? And Scott says, keep in mind the commission has already had access to all the information they requested, as I just pointed out, including our most sensitive national security documents. That's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about unprecedented cooperation. And the commission has also, yes, let me finish. And then Helen barges in again. The issue is whether he's limiting it to an hour. And Scott McClellan says, let me finish. And then Helen says, and I'm asking a very simple question. If they're still asking questions at 1 hour, and then McClellan answers with this really long two paragraphs of gobbledygook, and that's what it goes on for pages. 1 hour. That's it. And they treat poor Helen Thomas like scum. 303-321-1150. Jim, on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Yeah, I've never called a radio show before, but
wait a minute, you've never called this show either?
I've never called a radio show before, so that would you would qualify in that too.
Well, we have something for you. Hang on.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I was calling because I am a Republican, and I do believe that Ken Salazar will go down to defeat.
At whose hands?
Either Beaupre or McInnes.
You think
I think McInnes would be the stronger of the two.
Why do you think? Is he going to run?
Well, you're in a Republican state, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, not always. It's not always.
Well, you got seven districts, and five of them are Republican, two Republican senators, a Republican governor. I'd say we're pretty much a Republican state.
So you don't think there's any hope
at all?
Thank God. What? Why?
Because I wouldn't want to live in a Democrat state.
You wouldn't? You wouldn't like to have Democratic ideals?
No,
you just like to have tax cuts for the richest Americans?
I'm actually, I have some liberal views on some social issues like gay marriage. I have no problem with marriage.
Okay.
I'm pro-choice.
Mm-hmm, good.
But fiscally, I really just, people like Ted Kennedy, Hillary Clinton, people like that are...
Well, people like George W. Bush, who are fiscally irresponsible.
Well,
we're running the biggest deficits we've ever had, and tax cuts for the richest.
Well, we didn't know we were going to be in a war on terrorism either.
Oh, yes, we did.
That was
according to your Republican, former Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill. He said the very beginning that's what they wanted to do. And a lot of the tax cuts happened even after we went to war.
Well, I'm all for tax cuts.
Well, you
anytime,
are.
Anytime you can keep money out of Washington.
You don't think it's your responsibility as a citizen to help fund the government and the country keep it going?
I don't mind keeping some. I don't mind paying some in taxes, but the money they took out this year in taxes from my paycheck,
What percentage do you think?
About 40.
About 40%?
Yeah.
Well?
40%.
If you'd been one of the richest 1%, Jim, you would have, they would have owed you money probably.
But you know what? I got a bonus.
You didn't get the benefit of that tax cut, and most people didn't.
Yeah, I did get a tax cut. This is actually the first year in 19 years that I've not had to pay extra. Now, I didn't get any big fortune back. I got $500 back.
Yeah, $500 that in the aggregate multiplied by the citizens of this country could really amount to something, so that we're not in these hideous deficits, and so that Social Security is not threatened.
Instead of spending, why don't we cut spending?
Well, that would be good, but this administration's not doing that.
Well, and that does bother me.
Yeah, if you are a fiscal conservative, Jim,
but
this administration has not acted fiscally responsibly.
I'm just saying, it's, again, people like Hillary Clinton, Ted Kennedy, who should be doing time in the slammer, not in the Senate.
What is it about Hillary that you don't like?
I just think she is too partisan. If you know what the real problem in this country
is? You just don't like her because she's a strong woman and she's a lightning rod.
I actually admire women. I admire women. I work for a woman.
Okay.
And, there's a woman above her that is my second tier of command. I have no problem working for a woman. And in some cases, I even told my wife that I think women do a better job.
Well, Jim, I hope you're going to call.
Lay that one on me.
All right.
Can I say one last thing?
We've got to take a news break. Go ahead. Nope, he's gone. All right. I thank you, Jim, for the call. I hope you call us back. 303-382-1150. I'm Ina Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC. 1:40, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Good afternoon. Sunny, 55 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by Tyson Chicken. Colorado Congressman Bob Beaupre has decided not to run for Ben Nighthorse Campbell's U.S. Senate seat. The 7th District Congressman announced today, saying that time is not right for his family or his constituents. With Beaupre's decision today and Governor Owen's decision earlier this week, Republicans still scrambling to find someone to run for the Senate. Todd Bertuzzi of the Vancouver Canucks is out for the rest of the season and the playoffs, plus he's being fined nearly $502,000 for his sucker punch Monday night on Colorado Ave's Steve Moore. Moore remains hospitalized with a broken neck, a concussion, and deep lacerations to his face. University of Colorado President Betsy Hoffman testified before a congressional committee in Washington today. The committee is looking at college football recruiting practices and whether changes are necessary. Hoffman says that CU's toughened recruiting policy could be a trendsetter. Family dinner tonight? Try great-tasting Tyson chicken breast, nuggets, and tenders. Naturally wholesome Tyson chicken. Ready in minutes. Oven or microwave, pick them up tonight in your grocer's freezer. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 1:41.
Libs lover.
True love is the greatest thing in the world.
Conservatives hater.
Ignorant.
We have absolutely nothing in common.
And we all know her. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I'm Evelinda Ehrman. And I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host Style Matters Live. Even if you're not born with great style, you can buy it, just like we do. And this extends to our homes. Element, Denver's newest furniture store for urban home furnishings, accessories, and artwork, meets all our style needs and will meet yours, too.
Element has multifunctional furniture to maximize your space in a condo, apartment, loft, or smaller home. The clean lines of Element's furniture for today's urban lifestyle will work with what you already own.
You'll love their eclectic mix of styles, all presented in a way you can envision in your own home.
Prices are affordable, with lamps as low as $100 and sofas starting at about $1,000. Interior design services are available.
Element is open Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sunday, 1 to 5. Element is located at 77 West 9th Avenue, a half a block west of Broadway in the Golden Triangle. 303-825-3770.
Element. Your lifestyle, your home, your element.
KNRC News Time is 1:43. Time to go to Darren Copeland now in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report brought to you by tonight's Billy Graham telecast. And we got an accident on the right shoulder, northbound I-25 right at Hampton. Will cause a little bit of slowing. There is fire on scene, so watch for that. Of course, the Pepsi Center is a busy place today due to the Mountain West basketball tournament. Watch for a lot of people heading on over there. In 1 hour, you can go to the bank, do your laundry, or change your life. Watch the Billy Graham television special tonight at 7 o'clock on Denver 7 to make time for what's important. I'm Darren Copeland with your traffic. You can hear Doug Kellett afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. There's milder air circulating around our center of high pressure just to the north, so our skies are going to stay mostly sunny through the afternoon. Look for a seasonal high around 53, a low tonight around 30, mostly sunny tomorrow, warmer with a high of 67, and then we cool back down into the 50s on Saturday. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
Sunny skies, 55 degrees, KNRC News Time is 1:44. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Shopping for a mortgage should be no different from shopping for any big ticket item, a car, a refrigerator, a house. You're looking for the best possible value available. Investment Property Funding Incorporated offers just that. The best mortgage rates available, starting at 1.25%. 5% for primary residences and just 1.65% for investment properties with no points, no junk fees, and no surprises at closing. Increase your cash flow by hundreds, if not thousands of dollars per month. Investment property funding can handle all your mortgage needs with your choice of fixed rate, adjustable rate, or interest-only programs. A full menu of options for savvy, no-nonsense borrowers like you. Don't wait. Get the rates you deserve today by calling the professionals at Investment Property Funding Incorporated at 303-531-8508. That's 303-531-8508. Your mortgage experts, 303-531-8508, or online at ipfunding.com.
Hear one of Denver's most entertaining personalities, Doug Kellett, weekdays at 3.
It's here at last.
He's daring.
He's dashing.
He's dangerous.
He's beautiful.
He's Doug Kellett.
Doug Kellett, hear both sides talk on AM 1150 KNRC.
Wow.
Listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
1:46 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. Beaupre is not going to be running for Senate. You heard it on KNRC News. He has announced today he will not seek Colorado's open U.S. Senate seat, explaining the time is not right for his family or his constituency, which means that none of that is true. Which means that he doesn't want to give up his seat. And what is it, McGinnis? It would be, I mean, politically, I guess, will it be McGinnis? Is that the story? 303-382-1150, 303-382-1150. A Republican just called in. First time he's ever called a talk show. He believes that Ken Salazar is not going to win, that this is largely a Republican state. But a lot of people don't feel that way, and you may be among them, so I'd like to hear from you. We're talking about a lot of different things. We're talking about John Kerry. Comment said that he said in a kind of unscripted moment, but it looked to me like he wanted to say it. I saw it. I saw the clip on TV, and it didn't look like it was that it was not premeditated. He said, "These guys are the most crooked, you know, lying group of people I have ever seen," and he means that to be the Republican to apply to the Republican attack dogs. 303-382-1150. Also, I got this from Dick, this email a few days ago, and I want to share it with you because I think it's really good. He says, "I was watching CNN around noontime, and they were talking about the upcoming Bush-Kerry debates. One of the most stupid comments I've ever heard in my life was said. One of the talking heads said, Kerry must be very careful in the debates because Kerry is very knowledgeable and extremely intelligent. And if he makes Bush look too bad, people will look at that as bullying Bush, and people will feel sorry for Bush, and it could backfire on Kerry." And Dick continues, he says, "Mission accomplished. The dumbing down of America has been completed. When the stupid man wins because the smart man looks like a bully, and the stupid man wins because people feel sorry for the village idiot, you have to say, mission accomplished. I will be looking for the bumper sticker, vote stupid, in 2004. And this is Rich in Boulder. Rich, thank you very much. What do you think about that? That Kerry has to watch it because if Bush looks as dumb as we think he might be, Kerry's going to possibly look like a bully? I don't know. I think Kerry could look, I was thinking he could look too wooden. But lately he's loosened up. Success has loosened him up and given him a kind of luster that he didn't have before. And he doesn't look as dour as he did or as gloomy. I think it could be very good. And maybe it will backfire on, so let me just ask the question. Are we in a society now where if you're too smart, you get offloaded? Because you threaten the mediocrity that we've become? Is that the story here? Bruce in Boulder. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, yeah, just to respond to that last point before asking my question, I would like to hope that smarts can prevail, but I remember the debates during the 2000 election with Gore and Bush. Remember, Gore's low point was when he brought up a specific piece of legislation, the Dingell Norwood bill, and do you remember how people like Cokie Roberts just snorted at that? The idea that he would want to talk about a specific piece of legislation and that he was trying to get Bush to respond to
it. Don't get me started on Cokie Roberts, who was taking a lot of money, getting paid speeches, taking big bucks for talking to various groups at the same time she was trying to be a reporter. And her brother owns one of the hugest lobbying firms and most successful lobbying firms in Washington, D.C. It's Boggs. What's it called? Something Boggs.
I don't remember.
I forget the name. But anyway, who is she to snort?
Yeah, I know. But in any case, my point was just that getting them to talk. I mean, Gore. I think if Gore had just been unafraid to show how smart, how much smarter he was than Bush, and if he had just been just kind of more scornful of Bush's lack of intelligence,
here's what I think.
Paid off.
I'm going to tell you what I think. I'm going to analyze. I'm putting Gore on the couch, and I'm going to tell you why I think he didn't win. I think fundamentally he was conflicted. And it came out in everything that he did. There was a push-me-pull-you aspect to just about everything that he did. His pronouncements. First, he would be condescending. Then he would be so insecure that someone would have to dress him in earth tones. He would vacillate between back and forth. And I think there were a lot of, I know this is going to sound real hokey and new age, a lot of emotionally unresolved issues for him. I think he was somebody who might have taken a different path in life, but the family's career, the family business was politics. It may have been that his father pushed him into it, or maybe he wanted to best his father, or maybe he felt bad about besting his father. But whatever it was, no one has been more positioned to be successful than Al Gore. He had the smarts.
Yeah.
He had the training. He was a very knowledgeable vice president. He served in the Senate. He had a lot going for him, and he screwed it up big time, not to mention that you had a chicanery on the side of the Republicans. But it was Gore's to lose, and he lost it.
Well, my other point is much shallower. I apologize. And it's about Udall. And I was so sad to read this morning that he dropped out, because I think just in terms of pure charisma, and I know I'm being shallow here, there's just no comparison. I mean, Salazar, the first person I think when I look at him is former Texas Senator Phil Graham. You know,
that's true. When I look at Phil Graham, I think of Jiminy Cricket.
Yeah, well, there you go. I'll just listen offline, but it is a shame that Mark Udall, who I think is just one of the most compelling politicians.
Yeah, but but look at the strategy. From a strategy point of view, it would open up that seat. It would throw it up for grabs.
Yeah.
And this way you have a much better shot. I think Salazar has probably, the polling would indicate that he probably has a greater support, my guess would be.
Yeah.
So I think he has a better shot at it.
What happened to Gil Romero, who was running a number of years ago for the seat that Allard won?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Well, someone will call in. Thanks. You're welcome, Bruce. Thanks for calling. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC. My question is Rich and Boulder right that Kerry better be careful not to seem too much smarter than George W. Bush? Otherwise, there could be a backlash. Have we gotten so dumb? You tell me what you think.
Or Enid Live.
And it's not the same for men.
Talking just gets you into trouble.
Next on AM 1150 KNRC. The top names in news are NBC and CNN. Guess what? We've got them both. AM 1150, KNRC.
Don't miss the JCPenney Superstore-wide sale, Friday through Monday only. Save 20 to 50% store-wide on the best spring fashions for your family and your home. It's all inside JCPenney.
This is a consumer alert. To reduce excess inventories of manufacturer's supplies, MedVet is hosting a massive markdown sale for Chevrolet products. Acres and acres of Tahoes, Trailblazers, Silverados, Impalas, and the all-new Colorado pickups are on sale at liquidation prices. Discounts are as high as $13,000 on select vehicles. During this event, profit is not a major consideration. This incredible sale is at two and only two locations, the MedVet Autoplex in Wheatridge and the MedVet Autoplex in Castle Rock. 0% financing is available for qualified buyers. National appraisers will be on hand to assess your trade for its highest possible value. Hurry, if you're thinking about buying now or in the next 6 months, don't miss this opportunity. Selection is huge, but is expected to diminish rapidly. The massive MedVet markdown sale at the giant MedVet Autoplex on the I-25 corridor to part the 181 ramp, Castle Rock, and on I-70 in Wheatridge. Exit Kipling, exit Ward, but exit the giant MedVet Autoplex.
Your mother-in-law just dropped in. It's dinner time, and she looks hungry. Time for a quick dinner. Think fast. Think eggs. Like an omelet with tomatoes and cheese. Quick, easy, delicious. So, she loves dinner, compliments your creativity, and finally admits you're not a shameless social climber who stole her baby boy away. All thanks to the incredible edible egg. For other quick dinner, lunch, and snack ideas, visit AEB.org.
Incredible edible egg.
The American Egg Board.
Don't miss the 30th annual Denver March Powwow, featuring more than 1,000 American Indian dancers representing 75 tribes. Watch the best adult, teen, and children dancers in the country compete for top prizes. Enjoy tribal storytelling and plenty of arts and crafts booths, too. Mark your calendar now for the Denver March Powwow, March 19th through the 21st at the Denver Coliseum. Admission is $15 all weekend or $6 a day at the door. Visitors under 6 and over 60 are free. Visit www.denvermarchpowwow.org for more information.
Be sure to start your day the right way.
It's a busy world, and none of us has a lot of time, especially me. That's why I tune to this station, because in a heartbeat, they're going to give me all the headlines that's going on around the country, around the globe.
The station you can depend on.
And right here locally. Let me know what's going on, and I like to keep on top of everything that's going on. And there's only one place for me to find that, and that's right here. That's why we use this station.
Denver's locally owned news and talk station, AM 1150 KNRC. Martha Stewart is guilty on all four counts last Friday.
False statement, obstruction of justice. It means that unless this is somehow undone on appeal, she's a felon and she's going to prison.
AM 1150 KNRC gave you the first chance to talk about it with Doug Kellis.
What are your thoughts about Martha Stewart?
Oh, I'm pretty happy.
What were our competitors doing? One station was worried about the Nuggets. Another was in the usual syndicated programming. And the other was troubleshooting again some issue that doesn't affect you. For the breaking stories and the place to talk about it. AM 1150 KNRC. We're in touch, so you be in touch. Call us with your news tips, traffic info, and when the weather's bad. 303-382-1150. Help out your neighbors by letting us know the situation in your area. We're the only locally owned Denver radio station, and we're concerned about Denver, the mountains, and the Front Range. AM 1150, KNRC.
Hi, I'm Doug Kelly. Join me weekday afternoon from 3 to 6 here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
1:56 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. Tomorrow we're going to be live from the Denver Press Club. And also I want to remind you, every Friday we do State of Colorado from 9 to 10, host in the morning, hosted by John Enslin and Bruce Goldberg. And tomorrow the topics are going to include Colorado Senate race, CU football scandals, and guests will include, and it's going to originate from the Denver Press Club. Anybody's invited to attend, and I think they have a little bit of a continental breakfast going there. It's going to be an all-columnist show. Guests will include Fred Brown and Diane Carman of the Denver Post, media critic Dave Koppel, and Mike Litwin of the Rocky Mountain News. The Denver Press Club and Rocky Mountain Reflections co-sponsor the show. John Enslin and Bruce Goldberg serve as co-hosts. And this is every Friday, 9 to 10 o'clock in the morning, right here on AM 1150 KNRC. So that's what they have planned. What we've been talking about, the president giving only 1 hour to the 9/11 commission. He's finally agreed to talk to him, and only for 1 hour. Are you as offended by that as I am? Will Ken Salazar beat anybody the Republicans can put up for the Senate seat of now, about to be vacated of Ben Nighthorse Campbell? And this email from Dick. Dick says, or Rich in Boulder. He has two names on here, but Rich in Boulder says he's afraid that Kerry, because he's so much brighter and so much more aware of details and the issues and more wonkish than George W. Bush, that he will, because he's brighter, he might run the risk of looking like a bully, which means that we have become so dumbed down that that is an issue in the next election. What do you think about that? Is he right about that? Have we gotten so mediocre and have we gotten so challenged by intelligence that, in fact, if you really look bright, you could wind up not being the one not to become president, but looking like such a bully and the other guy gets it? George W. Dickey Bush, 303-382-1150. And I shared with you the two pictures of Martha Stewart and Ken Lay. The difference was that he's a Republican contributor, she's a Democratic one, and she goes to the pokey. Well, here's the Borowitz report. Martha was framed, said O.J., offers to help look for the real liars. Embattled domestic diva Martha Stewart received support from an unlikely ally in the person of former football great O.J. Simpson. Mr. Simpson took time out from a round of golf in Sarasota, Florida, to tell members of the press that he believed Ms. Stewart had been framed in her recent trial on charges stemming from the sale of her M-Clone stock. The Heisman Trophy winner said that he would drop everything to help Ms. Stewart, telling reporters, "From this day forward, I will dedicate all of my time and energy to finding the real liars." According to Simpson, the domestic doyen was not responsible for the lies about her stock sale, but instead was set up by the real liars whose identities remain unknown. Well, maybe they were part of that Colombian drug cartel that, you know, that off Nicole. I mean, who knows? OJ has pledged himself to find the real liars. Well, thank goodness for that. Now I feel so much safer. I can't tell you. One more hour of Enid coming up right here on AM 1150 KNRC. You can join the conversation, and you should. 303-382-1150.
KNRC 1150. Hear both sides talk. AM 1150 KNRC. Englewood, Denver. Enid Goldstein continues straight ahead. It's 2 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Williams. Late word, Al-Qaeda is said to be claiming responsibility for the deadly bombings that killed nearly 200 people and wounded some 1,200 in Spain. And police near Madrid say they found a van containing detonators and Arabic language tapes with verses from the Quran. President Bush spoke by phone with Spain's prime minister.
I told him we weep with the families. We stand strong with the people of Spain.
Al-Qaeda had threatened to attack countries like Spain that supported the U.S.-led war effort in Iraq. An American woman is under arrest on charges she spied for Saddam. Susan Lindauer denies it, but prosecutors claim she worked for the Iraqi Intelligence Service. That agency is suspected of planning to kill the first President Bush. And the federal government says it's starting an investigation into the Al Sharpton presidential campaign based on concerns he may have spent too much of his own money, though a campaign spokeswoman denies it. I'm Brian Williams, NBC News Radio.
Hi there.
It's the Lincoln Mercury Think Big National Sales Event with just announced savings on every Lincoln and Mercury in stock. From the brand new limited edition Lincoln Town Car to the award-winning Mercury Grand Marquis. And there's no better time to save big on all our luxury SUVs, including the powerful Navigator, midsize Aviator, and the award-winning Mountaineer. The Think Big sales event. It ends soon, so think big and fast. See your Lincoln Mercury dealer today.
Hi, this is Larry King. You probably think all juices are about the same when it comes to living healthy. Well, think again. Because a study from the USDA found that Welch's 100% grape juice, made from Welch's own Concord grapes, has three times the antioxidant power of grapefruit, tomato, or even orange juice. Not only that, Welch's purple grape juice has more antioxidant power per serving than any of the other fruits and vegetables that they tested too. Who would have thought that living healthy could also taste so good?
Good afternoon, sunny skies and 55 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by JCPenney. Another Republican has decided not to run for Ben Nighthorse Campbell's Senate seat. Despite the urging of Governor Bill Owens, Colorado Congressman Bob Beaupre announced today that he would not throw his hat in the ring. Beaupre says that the time is not right for his family or his constituents. He says he plans to run for re-election to his seat as the representative for Colorado's 7th Congressional District. Beaupre won the seat in 2002 with a margin of only 121 votes. Today's decision leaves Republicans still searching for a candidate to replace Nighthorse Campbell, who is leaving the Senate to return to Colorado. It's day two of the Michael Blagg murder trial, and sheriff's deputies are on the stand. They responded to his 911 call about his missing wife and daughter. Blagg is charged with murdering his 34-year-old wife, Jennifer. Her body was found in a landfill along with trash from Blagg's workplace. The Blagg 6-year-old daughter, Abby, is missing and presumed dead. A crime scene technician testified today about the search for Abby, saying search dogs followed a scent to Redlands irrigation ditch. The National Hockey League has suspended Steve Bertuzzi of the Vancouver Canucks for his sucker punch of Colorado Avs Steve Moore on Monday. Bertuzzi has been suspended for the remainder of this season and the playoffs. And according to an NHL spokesman, Bertuzzi and his team have been given a hefty fine for his actions.
Under the collective bargaining agreement and based on Mr. Bertuzzi's annual average salary, Bertuzzi will forfeit at least $501,926. This amount will be paid to the league by the club into the Players' Emergency Assistance Fund. As well, the Vancouver Canucks organization has been fined $250,000.
Hockey fan Victor of Denver thinks the NHL should have acknowledged that Bertuzzi is not the only guilty party.
I think that Bertuzzi should have been suspended for at least one calendar year, considering that Brad May played a part in this, putting a bounty out on Moore's head. I think that he should have been punished as well. And Crawford, Mark Crawford, certainly seemed to have a role in it, so it would have been right for him to be reprimanded also.
Moore remains hospitalized with a broken neck, a concussion, and deep facial cuts. In sports, both the Colorado Avalanche and the Denver Nuggets have tonight off. Both continue their road trips tomorrow. The Avs will be in Phoenix tomorrow while the Nuggets head to Milwaukee. Colorado Rockies are playing the Chicago Cubs in preseason action this afternoon. At last check, bottom of the second, Rocks were leading 9-1. Don't miss the JCPenney Super Storewide Sale, Friday through Monday only. Save 20 to 50% storewide on the best spring fashions for your family and your home. It's all inside JCPenney. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 2:05.
AM 1150 KNRC and Desi Cortez live. Sunday mornings at 10, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC.
Belcaro Paint and Decorating hopes you'll forgive us for bragging a little. We've won an award. And because the environment is really important to us, we're pretty proud of it. Belcaro, a Benjamin Moore dealer, was recently named a recipient of the Environmental Achievement Award by the state of Colorado. What's our achievement? It's the Wet Paint Color Swatch Program, which Belcaro pioneered nationally. As you know, choosing the right paint color is usually by trial and error. In the past, consumers had to buy an entire quart to get a sample. Wrong colors often get tossed out and eventually make their way into the environment. But Belcaro offers 1.5 ounce paint swatches, enough to cover 4 square feet, and more than enough to make the right decision. They're inexpensive and come in more than 6,000 colors, including our entire Benjamin Moore line. Wet paint color swatches. Good for you, good for the environment. From Belcaro Paint and Decorating, a Benjamin Moore quality paint dealer. 5475 Leedsdale Drive, just one block west of Holly. Online at Belcaro.com.
KNRC News Time is 2:06. Time to check with Darren Copeland in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report is brought to you by... brought to you by Bank One, home of maximum strength checking, and trying to clear up some accidents that have appeared around the metro area. Chambers and Bowling up in the Montbello area, watch for an accident. Eastbound I-70 at 270, a semi involved. Sheridan and Jewell, an injury accident there, sounds like a bad one. Stop by Bank One to get maximum strength checking, the most powerful form of checking known to money. Now with free customized email alerts that can save you money. I'm Darren Copeland with your traffic. You can hear the Radio Factor with Bill O'Reilly weekdays at 10 on AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. There's milder air circulating around our center of high pressure just to the north, so our skies are going to stay mostly sunny through the afternoon. Look for a seasonal high around 53, a low tonight around 30, mostly sunny tomorrow, warmer with a high of 67, and then we cool back down into the 50s on Saturday. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
Sunny skies, 55 degrees. KNRC News Time is 2:07. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
2:07, 7 minutes after 2 o'clock. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. Tomorrow, we're going to be live from the Denver Press Club, an all-Irish show in anticipation of St. Patrick's Day, and to, St. Patrick's Day, and to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. And also, all of us are going to be in the St. Patrick's Day parade. And so that means that moi is going to be freezing her little tail off in a convertible, and I'm trying to locate a tiara. Because no self-respecting woman can be in a parade without a tiara. Practicing. I should have white gloves, too, you know, like the Queen Elizabeth wave. I think it'll be fun. It could be kind of interesting, kind of cold, too. But all of us, Jimmy Lakey, Doug Kellett, all of us will, me, will be in separate convertibles because we're not on the same page politically. And that's for sure. 303-382-1150. All right, a bunch of things that I want to talk with you about. First of all, some emails from listeners. You know that John Ashcroft's been in the hospital for, and he had surgery the other day, And I got this from Jim. Jim said, thinking about John Ashcroft's gallbladder surgery, which I think was interesting. Don't you think he has an excess of gall anyway? So no wonder he had gallbladder surgery. He said, was another Bush administration exaggeration. They are actually attempting to remove his head from his behind. I don't think that they will succeed. He didn't say behind. Also, Stavros, who's always calling up. He hasn't called lately. He's always calling up to, quote, grind my valves. He says that he thinks that I should, let me see, where does he say it here? He's got two letters to me. All right, Enid, you commented that you are usually swimming in the evening. He said, I was wondering if the thought crossed your mind about posing in your swimsuit. You could do a whole calendar of fundraisers for John Kerry. Some believe he definitely was a war hero, turned traitor to launch his political career. So anyway, Stavros wants me to do a swimsuit calendar on behalf of, everybody's laughing in the control room, they can hardly restrain themselves, on behalf of, they want the svelte Enid to pose in her swimsuit on behalf of, well, I gained a couple pounds in Italy, so I'm not so svelte. And then Joe found me this story. Police are secretly watching hip-hop celebrities, and he says, is this what's referred to as homeland security? 303-382-1150, 303-382-1150. Okay. A couple of things that I want to get to. First of all, the USDA, in its wisdom, is prohibiting mad cow testing. Let's say that you are a beef producer and you want to test your beef to be sure it doesn't have mad cow disease. Guess what? The USDA says you can't do it. They won't let you do it. It's your beef, but they won't let you do it. The USDA, which conducts only limited testing of its own, does not allow private testing for the fatal brain-wasting disease in cattle, in part because officials worry that potential marketing for tested meat would confuse consumers. No, that isn't what they care about. They don't care about confusing consumers. They want to be able to sell this stuff in other markets. The USDA qualms about allowing private testing reflects the agency's somewhat conflicting missions to promote its $27 billion cattle industry at the same time it's supposed to protect consumers from bad meat. Indeed, the USDA is respecting the wishes of most big meat packers, which want a tight lid on mad cow testing. The USDA also has a vested interest in keeping testing out of the hands of private companies, since their work could challenge the Bush administration's position that mad cow is not a problem in the U.S. Well, I think we have a mad cow running the White House. So I think you should be offended by this. You should be offended that the president only wants to give the 9/11 Commission 1 hour of his time. He has more time to spend at a rodeo, or more time to play video games, or more time to do his morning run than he is willing to give the 9/11 Commission. And you tell me what you think about that. And here, the USDA prohibits mad cow tests out by outside labs. Now, what happened to the administration that wants to privatize everything, including your sex life, including Social Security, including just about anything it can think of? It wants to outsource and privatize. But they don't want any private testing of the meat supply. You can explain that to me if you're a Republican and you have the courage to call 303-382-1150. And we're not surprised about this one, but I have to share it with you. They have done a study that finds that teenage virginity pledges are rarely kept. Oh, my God, I'm shocked. Shocked! Listen to this. Among teenagers who pledge not to have sex before marriage, a majority did not live up to their vows, according to a national study reported this week. The teenagers also developed sexually transmitted diseases at about the same rate as adolescents who had not made such pledges. So here we have legislators in Colorado who apparently have nothing much else to do with their time, and they're trying to extract all these pledges. They're pledging allegiance, they're pledging virginity, and the kids should keep them pledged to keep themselves pure. And kids will do it, but that doesn't actually mean that they're going to keep their promises. Are you surprised about this? And what about the value of these pledges? 303-382-1150. A Bush appointee, a guy named Mark McClellan, not Scott McClellan, who's a press secretary, who's always getting into these lengthy beefs with Helen Thomas. These are like dialogue out of an existentialist play. because it's always, he won't answer the question, and he tries to not answer it by being condescending to poor old Helen Thomas, who has seen a thing or two in her life, and she keeps cuffing him around, even though she's 85 years old or so. Anyway, Mark McClellan, President Bush's choice to run Medicare, said that he will not answer senators' questions about his opposition to importing prescription drugs from Canada before he takes over the government's health programs. So he's apparently very much against importing prescription drugs from Canada, and we refuse to let the government use its vast purchasing power to negotiate a better price on prescription drugs. So if you're one in that unlucky class where you have to choose between paying the rent, buying food, or buying your meds, he's not going to be the guy for you. 303-382-1150. Whatever happened to compassionate conservatism would be my question. And finally, I want to talk about this. Money cannot buy happiness, but happiness can buy money. Well, look at Martha Stewart. I mean, here is a chart. There's a man who has studied happiness, and his name consists of many vowels, or many consonants and not too many vowels, so it's impossible to pronounce. But he used to be a professor at the University of Chicago, and he wrote a book called Flow, and he's written about creativity. And his name is Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi, I think is probably the closest I can come to pronouncing it. It's got about 80 letters in it, this name, and not many vowels, but a lot of consonants. Csikszentmihalyi, I think. Anyway, he has studied happiness. And he says the following. He's got a chart that shows that personal income in the U.S. has nearly tripled since 1956, while the number of Americans who say that they are happy has remained the same year after year. And that number is about 30%. So if you're tying money and happiness together, let me give you that again. Our personal income since 1956 as a country has tripled, but our happiness quotient has remained about the same. About 30% of us are happy. And I love that wonderful quote that I think has been attributed to Abraham Lincoln. And he says, people are about as happy as they want to be. So the researcher, whose name is unpronounceable, goes on, the lack of material resources contributes to unhappiness, but an increase in material resources does not necessarily contribute to happiness. So in other words, if you have no money, and you're worried about paying your bills, you will become more unhappy if you have no money and you can't afford to buy anything and you don't know how you're going to pay the rent and you've got responsibilities for your family and this, that, and the other and healthcare responsibilities and so on. It will make you more unhappy, but having a lot of money will not make you happier. You see the point here that he's making? They did some research. Harvard University showed one photo of a lottery winner and another of someone who was paralyzed in an accident 1 year after their life-changing events, one being the lottery winner, the other one being paralyzed after an accident. Studies show, and this is surprising, that both were equally happy. Why? Humans can synthesize happiness even after a disaster, it is theorized. And even after a disaster, people will return to a kind of happiness that they've always lived. In other words, they're calling it a kind of happiness set point, which is what they used to say about diets, that you had a kind of diet set point, and no matter how much you tried to diet, you'd always wind up weighing a certain amount. You could lose a few pounds, but you'd always come back to that set point eventually. I don't buy it. I do believe that there is a set point that we have psychologically, emotionally. I think that we have a set point, maybe even in terms of dieting, but I think it's more psychological and emotional. I think the real fear is that you're afraid to be in the territory that you're trying very hard to get into. And if it's the matter of losing weight, you really want to lose weight. Let's say you're trying to get off drugs. You want to get off drugs, but you're afraid to not have your crutch. You want to lose weight, but you're afraid to be so slim, maybe it'll just be scary for you. Maybe the weight's been an armor of some sort, emotional armor. You want to quit smoking, but look where people light up in a conversation. Always notice it. It's usually in a moment of anxiety. It will tell you that they're somewhat anxious. That's when they're lighting up a cigarette, or they need a fix, maybe. And they say, I want to quit, but something keeps them from quitting. And I don't believe that it's like set in stone, that kind of a set point. I think it's your comfort zone that you create, and you're not comfortable outside your zone unless you carefully kind of wean yourself away from the old comfort zone and create a new comfort zone. And I think that's what it amounts to. Although I never hear anybody saying that. But, you know, I had a weight problem, probably have had it all my life, because I was pudgy as a child and wore chubettes and was roly-poly, and I didn't want to be that way. So I really had to watch it, and I have the kind of constitution that sort of favors my father's side of the family, who, if he just looked at food, he would gain weight. He always used to accuse the cleaners of shrinking his clothes. And my mother could eat for 50 people and never gain an ounce. She was slim her whole life, and she never understood people who had to diet. Didn't understand it, had no patience for it, always highly critical of people who were heavy, because it was never a problem for her. And she had a huge appetite, and she was tiny. So I think that it has, I think there's a lot of, and I think happiness has the same kind of bones to it, of what I'm describing, which I have never seen really written about. But just from personal, you know, I people say, oh, well, you're so, you know, you're thin. Well, I watch what I eat, or I try to. I was really a bad girl in Italy, is what we should call it. And I work out just about every day, you know, work out, swim, do something, you know, and stay active and all that other stuff. And it's still not easy to do it. So happiness, people are saying that the researchers are telling us that when you've had a life-changing event, whether you've been paralyzed, you've had a huge physical trauma of one form or another, or you've won the lotto, you come back after a year to about where you were before. You're equal levels of happiness, equally happy these people were. So I think that if you are unhappy, it's a question of doing the inner work and training yourself, learning how to not be unhappy and to allow yourself to be happier. And one of the culprits in this whole equation, which I find fascinating because I am a great observer of human nature. You could park me in an airport, and I love to just watch people. I'm a big people watcher. So I can never get to an airport too early. I always have things to read, and I always am interested in watching people, and I construct scenarios, and I kind of can see into things. You can see into things a little bit more when you're watching people. It's a little bit like visually eavesdropping. Although, to be perfectly honest, and don't tell this to anybody, it's also fun to eavesdrop on conversations because you can get some great dialogue that way, and it's just kind of amusing. But however, and it's not hard to do anymore because everybody's talking on a cell phone. You can get their whole life and times, really. But in any event, one of the big culprits to happiness, one of the big obstacles to happiness, is expectation. And this the Buddhists can tell us a lot about, because they're always talking about don't have expectations. But apparently, when you have expectations, it creates actual chemicals in the brain. And it turns out that people are more likely to feel happier when they don't feel disappointed by expectations that were not met. So if you can forget about expectations, which is a lot easier said than done, if you can forget about expectations and simply take things, you know, work hard to have the outcome you'd like to have. But if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. At a certain point, things are out of our hands, even though a lot of people like to believe they can control everything. I don't know if you can control very much of anything, really. There's always a law of unintended consequences. I'm always amused by people who say they have a 5-year plan for their life. And I'm amazed. I'm delighted that they do. I've never had one. I think the gods would laugh at me if I even tried to have a 5-year plan. If I even try to think about it, and that's not the way my life has particularly gone, but maybe other people's have. I don't know. So I'm curious to know what you think about this research on happiness. If you accept, and here they give some examples. If you can do what your mom taught you to do, and if your grandparents taught you to do, and if they came through the Depression or were financially strapped, the lesson you got was make do in that generation. They were big on making do. And even when they could afford the things that they couldn't afford earlier in their lives, they had that depression mentality. They weren't going to buy something new a lot of times unless they really, really needed it. And here we are of a different mentality. We are of a spend, spend, spend mentality. Even when a lot of people don't have the money, a lot of us don't have it. The ethic is to spend, spend, spend. After 9/11, go shopping was what we were told to do. And the expectations are way higher. I think that's why people are having a hard time meeting up with each other and getting married. It's like, how can I make a commitment to you, something better? It's that consumer mentality. Something better could walk in as soon as I say I want to marry you. And so it isn't a, we don't have the mentality of making do, of finding something that we love and staying with it. It's always with an eye toward, well, there could be something better, don't you think? And so we therefore have inflated expectations. And the example is given is, for example, if you expect, when you're going out with somebody and you expect the sex to be great and it's not, you might feel let down even though you wound up having sex with each other. But if your expectation going in is a night of monkish chastity and you wind up getting a wonderful goodnight kiss, then you could be ecstatic. And it's really all a matter of your expectations. And I think what has happened is that our expectations have become horribly inflated. So even people who don't need to take drugs like Viagra are taking them because they're supposed to perform in some superhuman fashion. Even people, women who have wonderful figures, decide that they need to have silicone implants. And on and on and on it goes, so that the houses are supersized, the portions that we eat are supersized, our expectations for what will make us happy are supersized. And as a result, we are not happier. We are richer in terms of what's in our jingling in our pockets, but we are not happier as a nation. The rate of happiness has remained constant at 30%. And I believe that we can become happier. I have some solutions to how I think we can all be happier in our lives. And I'm going to share those with you as we continue. But I'd love to have your thoughts about happiness and this research about happiness. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Libs lover.
True love is the greatest thing in the world.
Conservatives hater.
Ignoramus.
We have absolutely nothing in common.
And we all know her. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC.
McDonald Automotive Group has nearly 4 million in pre-owned imports starting from $39.95. Your pre-owned import store, McDonald Auto, is located on Broadway, one block south of Orchard in Littleton.
Crizal Alice A? Sounds romantic. It's the latest in lens treatments. Your plastic lenses will not scratch and are glare-proof. Hi, I'm Bev Rulo, owner of International Optique. For night driving, computers, movie theaters, and more, ask for Crizal Alice A. The difference is bright lights and blur or clarity. You choose. When trusting International Optique at Tamarack Square or International Optique at University and Orchard, you will always find the latest in lens technology and one of the largest selections of eyewear in Denver. We are so excited to be celebrating our 9th anniversary. Call to set your annual eye exam with Dr. Sogel Kelly and select that perfect new frame and lenses. Reach for any of our star frames and pay $44 when you purchase prescription lenses. And don't forget to ask for Crizal Alize. Seeing is a wonderful gift. It's time to see International Optique at Tamarack Square or International Optique at University and Orchard to help select a fabulous frame and new lenses. See you soon.
Can't figure out why you're not sleeping well? Maybe the trouble is in your bed. Conventional mattresses create pressure points that make you toss and turn. But now there's a bed guaranteed to give you a better night's sleep. It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. The Tempur-Pedic mattress reduces the pressure points that make you toss and turn. So get a great night's sleep, guaranteed. Call Tempur-Pedic now for a free video and sample at 1-800-645-0707. That's 1-800-645-0707.
Listen up, men. Insight, the once-a-day tablet for natural male enhancement, powers into 2004 as a NASCAR team sponsor. And now, while supplies last, Team Insight is giving away free 30-day samples. To get a free 30-day sample box, just log on to 4insight.com. That's the number 4, E-N-Z-Y-T-E.com. Or call 1-800-778-5290. Look for the number 50 car and experience natural male enhancement with a free sample box of Insight. Call 1-800-778-5290. 1-800-778-5290.
The Colorado Association of Nonprofit Organizations recognizes the valuable people who donate their time to our nonprofits. Celebrate Colorado Nonprofit Week by joining CAMPO at their annual luncheon at the Adams Mark Hotel on Friday, March 5th, as they honor this year's award winners. Sponsor a table for your organization or purchase individual tickets by going to www.campo.org. Support CAMPO on Friday, March 5th, and celebrate the hope that Colorado nonprofits generate throughout the year.
I'm Steve North, CNBC Business Radio. Another down day on Wall Street with fears of terrorism on the rise. The Dow dropped nearly 169 points, closing at 10,128. The Nasdaq was off by 20, ending at 1944. The markets were affected by today's deadly terror attacks in Madrid. Stocks continued a downward trend after word that Al-Qaeda had claimed responsibility for the blasts, a questionable claim, it should be noted. Oracle posting fiscal third quarter earnings after the closing bell. The earnings are right in line with expectations. The software company also had increased license revenue sales, beating analysts' estimates. Lines for first-time jobless benefits were shorter last week. The Labor Department reported a better-than-expected decline to 341,000 claims. And Dish Satellite TV fans of everything from SpongeBob to Survivor are happy today. That's after EchoStar and Viacom ended the dispute that left millions without some of those crucial programs. Steve North, CNBC Business Radio.
Ever wonder who coined the phrase, "We eliminate the middleman"? Well, one thing's pretty certain. It wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him? Something fishy there. But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 65 years ago, and they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call, and you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Hi, this is Larry King, and I'm here with some news your heart's going to love. We all know a few things that taste good aren't exactly good for your heart, but Welch's 100% grape juice, made from Welch's own Concord grapes, not only tastes great, but it's fat-free, cholesterol-free, and certified by the American Heart Association. What's more, Welch's purple grape juice is loaded with natural antioxidant power, and growing evidence suggests that diets rich in antioxidants may reduce the risk of heart disease. So, drink up. Your heart and your taste buds will thank you.
The KNRC talk version of American Idol is Saturday nights at 8 p.m. That's awful. No, there is no singing involved, but we will be offering new talk show hosts for your review. More live and local talk than any other Denver talk radio station. AM 1150, KNRC.
Thank you.
And now, the Enid Goldstein Show continues on AM 1150, KNRC.
2:30 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. Tomorrow we're going to be live from the Denver Press Club. It's going to be our St. Patrick's Day edition. Tomorrow's also State of Colorado, 9 to 10. Also live from the Denver Press Club. Come on down. We're going to have the KNRC Mobile parked out in front giving away T-shirts and talking mugs and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Justin's going to be piloting the KNRC Mobile. I don't know if we have a name for it. It's hilarious. It's a very cool retro vehicle that you have never seen before, I don't think. I've never saw anything like it before. We're talking about happiness, and there's a lot more that I want to talk about, too. There's some political stuff I want to get into. But happiness, they're doing studies on happiness, and it turns out that if you don't have money, you will be substantially more unhappy. But if you have a lot of money, it does not necessarily increase your happiness quotient. And although our income as a country has tripled in the last, 50 years or so, our happiness index remains constant at about 30%. And what it turns out to be is that if you have higher expectations and those aren't met, you will be more unhappy. And our expectations have massively increased. You know, if you're not expecting to have sex and you get a good night kiss, you're going to be ecstatic. If you're expecting to have great sex and it's not so great, you're going to be miserable. So do you see the level of expectation? I would say that one of the first places you can start with increasing your own personal happiness is a very simple place, really simple, to start simple. Acceptance. Just accept that this is what it is. If you start resisting what it is, you resist that you that this didn't happen, that didn't happen, she didn't say that, he didn't say this, you're just roiling yourself up, you're just going to get yourself all into a lather. It doesn't change anything. It makes wrinkles in your face. Just accept what it is. And the funny thing about acceptance is if you accept it, there's something sort of magical that can happen. I'm not guaranteeing this, but it opens the door. Instead of resisting what's going on and then just keeping it going and a certain brittleness sets in, when you accept what's happening, it opens the door for something else to happen. And even if nothing else does happen, you are easier with it and you are cooler with whatever's going down. 303-382-1150. So expectations are really inflated. And we are not as easy to accept, whereas that generation, the grandparents, the parents who went through the Depression, making do, they accepted. They accepted more than we do. We whine now. We sue. We think that the pursuit of happiness in the Constitution means that the guarantee of its achievement, and that's not the same. 303-382-1150. So if you have secrets for happiness, or if you want to make comments on this country as in its own happiness quotient, I really think we've become bigger whiners and bigger victims. And I don't think you can be strong if you are a victim. And the whole society has become a victim kind of mentality. It's a huge profit center in the law. It is a huge center in academe, victim rights, victim this, victim that. How can you be strong if you think of yourself as a victim? And here we are. On the one end, we're victims, and on the other hand, we are still the only superpower around, although I think we're crumbling from the inside because we're dumb and getting dumber. And again, Rich in Boulder emailed me earlier that Kerry's going to have to watch his debates with Bush because if he seems a lot smarter, it might turn people off. That's how dumb we've become. 303-382-1150. Joe, calling from Aurora. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Yeah, Enid, this is Joe.
Hi, Joe.
My happiness index was up. I had great expectations for KNRC. And then what happened to the alternative to the Kmart down the street? Now we got Jimmy Lakely, Bill O'Reilly, Doug Kellett, Michael Reagan. There's no alternative. The only alternative is Enid. She's only on for 3 hours.
Well, you've got people on the weekends, too. You're going to have Desi you've got Desi Cortez, who's on. You've got Jean-Jacques de Mesterton, who I don't know how.
Jean-Jacques is by no means no liberal.
But we do, but there is
as conservative as Doug and Michael Reagan.
And I think
we're supposed to get both sides of the issue here, and we're supposed to accept all these conservatives on KNRC. There's no alternative to conservative talk radio on in Denver. I mean, they're all conservative talk radio.
Well, I'm not conservative, and so you should rally behind me. And if you have a problem, with the programming, let Doug Kellett know about it. And also, I think the way they're trying to position it is that we entertain calls from everybody. So that's the other part of the argument that they're trying to make. But I don't disagree with you. Let management know, and you can call the listener feedback line at 303-296-7048. That would be the thing to do. Don't scream at me. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. We're talking about happiness, and we're talking about what constitutes how you can live a happier life. If you live a happier life, if you feel happier, there are some very strong economic consequences from feeling happier. If you're more relaxed and you're feeling happier, you're more likely to have good ideas. You're more likely to think more quickly instead of being wrapped up in your own gloom. You're more and those things more often lead to success and thus to increased wealth. So it's entirely possible that while money cannot get you happiness, happiness can get you money. Got that part? So if you are feeling cool with whatever is going down, if you're feeling okay with it, if you're not dwelling on your own gloom or what you don't have that somebody else does have, if you've let that go, you have a greater chance of being happy. So I hope that I have helped in the happiness index today, 303-382-1150. And like losing weight, there is no happiness set point. If you've always been kind of gloomy, you could work at that. And you know what? It's a homework assignment. And you know what else? If we could all solve our problems in 2 seconds, what would a whole life be for? So your whole life is for working out some of these homework assignments. And I've always loved what the Hindus seem to believe. The Hindus apparently believe that you make a deal before you're born into this life, to be born into this life with all the problems that you have, with the family that you choose to be born into, in order to have homework assignments for the rest of your life, in order to work out something that you decided before you came into this family you were going to work out. And I think that, who knows if it's true, but I've always loved that as an explanation. Then it's like, are they related to me? Oh, how did they get related? Then you say, oh, well, maybe they're related to me if I really did make this deal before I was born to be born into this family of people who are related to me that I can hardly bear to talk to. It must be that I could learn from this, and this is a good homework assignment. And if you could figure it all out in 5 minutes, you wouldn't have anything else to do for the rest of your life. So I want you to think about that. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC. 2:37, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Good afternoon. Sunny, 56 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by tonight's Billy Graham telecast. 2 days after Governor Owens urged him to run, Congressman Bob Beaupre has decided not to throw his hat in the ring for the U.S. Senate. Beaupre says the time isn't right for his family or his constituents, and he says he'll run for re-election to his seat as representative for Colorado's 7th Congressional District. The capital murder trial of Michael Blagg continues to today in Grand Junction with sheriff's deputies who responded to his 911 call on the stand today. Blagg is accused of murdering his wife Jennifer and dumping her body in a county landfill in November of 2001. The couple's six-year-old daughter has been missing since that time and is presumed dead. University of Colorado President Betsy Hoffman testified before a congressional committee today. The committee is looking at college football recruiting practices and heard from top NCAA officials as well. In 1 hour, you can go to the bank, do your laundry, or change your life. Watch the Billy Graham television special tonight at 7 o'clock on Denver 7 and make time for what's important. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 2:38.
With the resources of NBC, CNN, News 4, and AP, along with local reporters on the ground.
I need it. It's there.
Stay in touch with what's happening in Denver and the Front Range with Dick Kelsey Mornings and Tim McLaughlin Afternoons, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC.
Gum Out presents A Cleaned Up Gangster Story.
Did you rap me out?
Hey, why don't you go
fudge
yourself, all right? You ungrateful piece of
salami.
Next time I see you, I'm going to take a bat and break your
fudging rump roast.
If we can clean them up, we can help make your fuel injectors clean, too. One bottle in the tank helps clean out harmful deposits and can restore lost performance. Gum Out. Good, clean driving.
Pick up a bottle of Gum Out Fuel Injector Cleaner now at Kmart.
When you hear how big businesses get all the best technology for the best price, does it make you crazy? To calm down, here's a thought from the voice of reason. Get a Xerox M15i. It's not just a digital copier printer that gives you 16 quality pages a minute. It also scans and faxes in color. All that and more for a $66 a month lease. Big business or small, what could be more reasonable?
Call 1-800-ASK-XEROX for business lease details. Toner and photoreceptor sold separately.
KNRC News Time is 2:40. Time to check with Darren Copeland at the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report is brought to you by the Rocky Mountain News. Cleaning up a few problems around the metro area. Eastbound I-70 at 270. We also have a bit of a problem up on Sheridan and Jewell. Both of those should be out of the way. We are having a lot of traffic down by the Pepsi Center due to the Mountain West basketball tournament. Saturday's daily deal is half off a glycolic peel at Lone Tree Facial Plastic and Cosmetic Center. That's a $30 value. Look for it on page 2 of Saturday's Rocky Mountain News. Start your day with the daily deal. I'm Darren Copeland with your traffic. You can hear Enid Goldstein. Well, now noon at AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. There's milder air circulating around our center of high pressure just to the north, so our skies are going to stay mostly sunny through the afternoon. Look for a seasonal high around 53, a low tonight around 30, mostly sunny tomorrow, warmer with a high of 67, and then we cool back down into the 50s on Saturday. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
Sunny skies, 56 degrees. KNRC News Time is 2:41. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 3 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Get up close and personal with the Colorado Symphony in the only concert hall in America where the music literally becomes the center of attraction. The CSO is offering KNRC listeners 20% off tickets in the Parquet and Mezzanine 1 sections of Betcher Concert Hall for all Masterworks and Super Pops performances. These seats put you practically in the middle of the orchestra. You can watch the conductor's every move and hear the majesty and force of the music build before you. Celebrate St. Patrick's Day with legendary flutist James Galway and conductor Maren Alsop on Tuesday, March 16th at Betcher Concert Hall. Tickets start at $20. Tickets available at all King Supers Tickets West outlets and online at www.coloradosymphony.org. And to get up close and personal with the CSO, call 303-893-4100. That's 303-893-4100 for your KNRC listener offer. The Colorado Symphony Orchestra, the sound of your life.
Your car, $20,000. Your car radio, $300. The gas to drive into work and back.
So, do you want regular on letter or you want premium?
$20. Listening to Jimmy, Enid, and Doug.
8 o'clock in the morning. Jimmy Lakey is my name.
Welcome to Enid Live. I'm yours.
AM 1150 KNRC. I'm Doug Kelly. 303-382-1150.
Priceless. AM 1150.
Turn it up loud, would you?
KNRC. You wanted live, local talk on weekends while everyone else is in infomercials or ball games. We got it for you, Saturdays and Sundays.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I'd like to hear it.
Check out our lineup. Hear both sides talk on AM 1150 KNRC. Goldstein Show continues on AM 1150 KNRC.
2:43 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 3 o'clock. We don't have a whole lot of time with each other, and there's some other stuff that I want to get to, but I've gotten some great emails. One of you has just emailed me. Let's see. This is a chaplain, Chaplain Paul. He says, I love what you're saying right now about happiness. Are you able to provide me with a source, either URL or researcher's unpronounceable name? Yes. I'm going to spell it for you. And take down, have pencil and paper. First name is, he's a psychologist. He's written a number of books, and his books are really good. Mihaly, M-I-H-A-L-Y is the first name. And his last name is C-S-I-K-S-Z-E-N-T-M-I-H-A-L-Y-I. Csikszentmihalyi. Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi, I think is how you say it. And he's written a book on creativity. It's very good. And one on flow. What happens when you're in that state of flow, when you're really in a high state of creativity and you're kind of lost in the work. And then Sean emails me and says, thank you. That gave me a lot to think about. So I'm delighted. We're talking about happiness. And I want to also talk about something else that I found shocking in today's New York Times. I couldn't believe it. But let's go to the phones. Hal in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hey, Enid. How are you doing this afternoon?
Doing well.
Good. I've called before, and I think you know that I support your presence here in Denver, but I kind of consider you the centerpiece of the station. I mean, I listened back when the station was, the signal was weak.
Yeah.
And when the plane fell out of the sky and all that good stuff. You know, I was listening to you way back then. But I'm kind of disturbed by the direction that the station is going in. Do you feel totally comfortable with it? I hate to put you on the spot, but I got to ask you.
Well, tell me what you're having an expectation for the station, and you're not happy with the direction we're going.
Yeah,
you mean all the conservative talk that is now on the station?
Well, it seems like the people that were the most fun are gone, and present company excluded. I'm glad you're still here.
Well, then here's what I would say. You had a certain expectation for the station, and a lot of people did. And some people are delighted with the changes, and other people are very unhappy with the changes. I don't make those calls. So I think you need to talk to Doug Kellett or Tim Brown at
I'd love to talk to
nrcbroadcasting.com. I think you can email him. So you need to take it up with him. But what I would say is if you're not a fan of the other changes, stay with Enid Live. At least do that. If Doug is not your cup of tea or if Jimmy is not your cup of tea, I hope you'll stay with me and rally behind it because I'm, according to Dusty, I'm the lone liberal voice in the market, although Desi now is doing some stuff for us on the weekends. But certainly Monday through Friday, I'm the only woman that I know about in the market. Maybe there's somebody else at one of the other stations that I'm not aware of. And I am certainly the lone non-conservative in the market, so support it as long as you've got it. It might not be 24 hours a day here, but support what you've got.
3 hours a day.
Yeah, tell your friends. I mean, if you see, here's the lore in the business, Hal. The lore in the business is that liberal talk radio can't make it. That's not true. My ratings have been astronomical in other places. Here we've had our own set of problems. We had an old signal, then you have to start all over again, and now you have a new signal, and then they've changed the lineup, changed my time slot. That's another starting all over again, and now we have a brand new. So we have started all over four times in about the span of a year and a half. A lot of radio, I want to make this point because a lot of people in the business aren't aware of it. A lot of radio, a huge proportion, maybe in the 90%, is habit driven. People just, you know, do the presets and that's it. Unless there's a big, you know, whether it's 9/11 or whether it's the O.J. Simpson trial, some big cataclysmic upheaval, then they will definitely cruise around to change their previous habits. But in general, it's habit-driven. And each time you make a change, I think you drive more people away. So when people talk about, well, we're new, first of all, it takes a long time to get a news talk station up and running, and we are up against extremely formidable competition, and this was programming's best guess as to how it would work. So
well, keep yourself happy, Enid.
Each time you start over with a new lineup change, you do lose new people. So we have started over four times, which I think people don't really realize don't appreciate.
I do.
But, Hal, I'm delighted that you stuck with me. You may love, you may grow to love Jimmy or Doug in a way that you wouldn't have anticipated, or maybe you will grow not to love them at all, and maybe they're not your cup of tea. But at least stay with what you love, support it, tell your friends about it, and that is how success happens. If one entity in the lineup is successful, it becomes a connect the dots.
Hang in there.
Yeah, thanks. And if you want to make programming suggestions, get a hold of Doug Kellett and get a hold of Tim Brown.
They're Why the... Doug?
Doug is the program director.
Really?
Yes, Hal.
Oh!
But I'm delighted you're listening to Enid Live. You've made a wise choice, and I thank you. 303-382-1150. So that's your radio seminar for the day, boys and girls and buckaroos. Okay, I'm reading the New York Times today, and I cannot believe this story. Remember the dissident group, the Iraqi group that have gotten us into war? Ahmad, I never say his name right, Chalabi, whatever his name is, and all of the information they reported was fake. But it was designed to get us into war because he wants to get back into power, go into power in Iraq. Remember that? Well, have you heard this anywhere? Did you hear this on that gas bag who's oxy-addled across the way at the Walmart? Let me give you this. The Pentagon is still paying $340,000 a month to the Iraqi political organization led by Ahmad Chalabi, a member of the interim Iraqi government who has close ties to the Bush administration for, quote, intelligence collection. But most of his intelligence has been discredited. In 1995, the Defense Department or State Department decided, or the CIA, decided he could not be trusted because his information was complete crap. It was complete bogus information. Much of the information he generated by his program before the American invasion was found to be useless, misleading, or even, according to the New York Times, fabricated. Under this unusual arrangement, the CIA is required to get permission from the Pentagon before interviewing informants from this Iraqi National Congress, according to government officials who have been briefed on the procedures. So in other words, this bogus group, which helped to justify going into Iraq, and it turns out that they fabricated a lot of information and most of it was useless. The CIA discredited this guy a long time ago, and Chalabi faces criminal charges in Jordan, in the country of Jordan, because he had a bank and he sort of absconded with the monies in the bank, and so there he's an embezzler. Among several defectors introduced by Chalabi's organization to American intelligence officials before the war, at least one was formally labeled a fabricator by the Defense Intelligence Agency. Others were viewed as having been coached by the Iraqi group to provide intelligence critical of Saddam Hussein's rule. Internal reviews by the Pentagon Agency and the National Intelligence Council this year concluded that little of the information from the group had any value. Nonetheless, we are continuing to pay $340,000 a month to this group, and you know that the bigwigs are pocketing the money. Are you outraged by that? We are in Colorado here with huge deficits, unable to fund some of these juvenile programs to keep these kids off the street, and it's gonna affect the whole, you know, the whole of Denver and the whole of Colorado. And they're paying $340,000 a month to this bogus group that concocts, fabricates, makes up information. 303-382-1150. I'm looking at the president, George W. Dickey Bush, and my friend Francie sent me this. This is a short poem made up entirely of actual quotations from George W. Bush by Washington Post writer Richard Thompson. It's called Make the Pie Higher. I think we all agree the past is over. These are actual quotes from George. I think we all agree the past is over. This is still a dangerous world. It is a world of madmen and uncertainty and potential mental losses. Rarely is the question asked, is our children learning? Will the highways of the Internet become more few? How many hands have I shaked? These are actual things that George W. Bush has said. They misunderestimate me. I am a pit bull on the pant leg of opportunity. I know that the human being and the fish can coexist. Families is where our nation finds hope, where our wings take dream. Put food on your family. Knock down the toll booth. Vulcanize society. Make the pie higher. Make the pie higher. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live.
Flush Rush.
Anyone else has to go, do it now. I ain't stopping again.
Middays, the Rush Alternative. Enid Goldstein, noon till 3 on AM 1150 KNRC.
Ever get the feeling that airlines pick their fares with a dartboard? Alaska Airlines is proud to announce Common Sense Fares, cheaper, simpler, and with fewer restrictions across the board. Visit alaskaair.com for more information.
Warm up your winter with a roof-raising celebration of the music and times of electrifying jazz legend Alberta Hunter. Told in the Key of Blues, the new Denver Civic Theater at 721 Santa Fe Drive presents a loving tribute to an icon of the blues, legendary songstress Alberta Hunter, whose international career spans a century. According to the Denver Post, these two actresses are as good as anyone doing anything on Broadway. Cookery is a bio-musical that has a life story worth retelling. Great seats are still available. Call today, 303-309-3773. Cookin' at the Cookery, set in 1977, is written, directed, and choreographed by Marion J. Caffey. It stars Tony nominee Ernestine Jackson and Janice Lorraine, who impersonates Hunter with sass, energy, and musical savvy, said Donald Lyons of the New York Post.
Now through March 28th, March Madness ticket prices reduced. All tickets now just $32.50. On sale at Tickets West Outlets King Supers by calling 866-464-2626 or call the theater at 303-309-3773. Lose the wintertime blues at the 3rd Annual AARP Red Feather Snowshoe Festival. This free event to be held Saturday, March 20th at 11:30 a.m. at Devil's Thumb Ranch is open to all ages and abilities. Enjoy the fresh mountain air, refreshments, and prizes. Complimentary learner snowshoes provided by Red Feather Snowshoes. Registration and on-site check-in are required. Devil's Thumb Ranch is located approximately 2 miles west of Fraser off U.S. Highway 40. Call 303-764-5986 for more information or visit them online at aarp.org/co.
The KNRC Community Commitment.
Denver jazz vocalist and pianist Ellen Rucker will be the featured performer at an awards benefit for the Dale Tooley Cancer Research Laboratory. The event is Tuesday, March 23rd at 6:30 p.m. at the Newman Performing Arts Center at the University of Denver. Tickets are $50 per person. Part of DU's Eleanor Roosevelt Institute, the laboratory is named in honor of former Denver District Attorney Dale Tooley. For more information or reservations, call 303-651-0769.
We call it Drive Talkin'. Go to our website at knrcradio.com and look for details on how you can get a free KNRC travel coffee mug. That'll help on those morning commutes, and it may stop those stupid hot coffee spill lawsuits. There are few things that are free these days, but you'll find them at knrcradio.com. Go there, sign up, and the Drive Talkin' coffee mug will be yours. You can even get unlimited coffee refills in your fabulous new KNRC coffee mug at Sugar Beet Cafe. It's just another way for us to say thank you for making AM 1150 KNRC your number one choice for news and talk in Denver. AM 1150 KNRC. More and more of you are telling us that you are changing your presets and setting it on us. AM 1150 KNRC.
Let's go to the phones. We got some winners. You got to tell me who you switched from and why.
I switched from KOA, and I just like a different perspective.
We've been asking you to tell us the show and station you're coming to us from.
Dad, I used to listen to Mike Rosen, but he became so bitter, I can't stand to listen to him anymore.
I used to listen to Peter Boyles at KHOW, but I don't anymore because it seems like the show is 90% commercials now.
We get our listeners the old-fashioned way.
Big prize.
We buy them. AM 1150 KNRC.
Definitely.
The top names in news are NBC and CNN. Guess what? We've got them both. AM 1150 KNRC. And now the Enid Goldstein Show continues on AM 1150 KNRC.
256 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. If you listen at work, we have all these gift packs for you as well. So, and we are adding names of companies that are coming to us who now listen at work. I'm yours until 3 o'clock, and so we just have a few seconds left to wrap everything up. A couple of things that I want to get to. First of all, some of these bigwigs in the administration who have left, like Karen Hughes, you know how much she's getting per speech? Can you believe this? $50,000 a speech. Karen Hughes is getting $50,000 a speech. Joe says he's in the wrong business. Also, the justices have let a ruling stand against the Boy Scouts. The Supreme Court has refused to hear a challenge to a lower court ruling that allows Connecticut to bar the Boy Scouts from state employee charity drive because the group excludes gays. Hear, hear, for Connecticut. Did you see Susan Barnes-Gelt column in today's Denver Post? She says there is a storm brewing on the Jim Turney situation, and he's the police officer who shot Paul Childs. Somebody's going to have to make a call about that, and it's going to have to be Hickenlooper, whether he does it directly or whether he does it through what's his name, LaCabe, who is in charge of safety. I forget, public safety or something. I forget what his title is. But in any event, something's got to happen here with Turney. He cannot be allowed to stay on the force.